North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Please join us in sending Christmas in July to our troops. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. Now through August 1st, you can make a donation that will be packaged and sent to our active duty personnel and troops deployed overseas. Please call the Veterans Museum at 378-2280 or drop your items off Thursday and Friday from 10 to 2 at 2110 North Street in Anderson. Thank you for helping us support our troops this summer and all year long. We'd also like to remind you that the Iron Soldier Benefit Ride is October 7th. If you'd like to be a sponsor for the ride, get more information from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Call Steve at 275-7300. That's 275-7300. Or go to rysonline.com. Thank you for your support of our servicemen and women.
This message being aired as a public service to the community by Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM, and coming soon to 96.5 FM.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven past the hour, time for us to review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, something that we do every week at this time. Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan, I'm Doug Steffen, to put the charts into perspective for the week of July 16th to 20th. When I say charts, the work that's done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, where you can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. Go to talkers.com. You'll find these lists there, and you'll find all kinds of information. There's a Facebook page for Talkers as well. Just kind of a neat way to profile what's going on in the news talk business. And so we take it upon ourselves to spend the hour talking certainly what happens in news talk radio is it becomes known in some circles as political talk radio. I don't know that that's fair or accurate, but there certainly are lots of political discussions that go on these stations. So Rich McFadden has gotten me to look at, starting from the beginning and not the end of the list, the number one item, which is where the big hits are. So if this is the biggest hit, we should play it three times during the hour, Richie, like in
absolutely
the old music days.
Well,
three times.
And, you know, you actually bring up a great point in talk radio that is, it's much like music. You've got the hits when you're on a talk program, and you want to hit those hits.
Playing the hits.
Several times, because people want to be updated on what's going on in the most important stories.
Okay, so what do we make, all of us, of the photograph of Trump and Putin on the cover of Time magazine? If you haven't seen the new issue of Time magazine, it's creepy.
It's
all right,
very
that's
creepy
one word
looking. Yeah.
Which, have you seen it?
I have not, but let me go see it here.
All right. So this is
it
on.
It took me a second to figure it out because at first it looks like a really bad airbrushed picture of Trump, and then when you zoom in, like by the eyes, you realize, oh, that's not, those aren't Trump's eyes, and then you realize it's Putin in the middle. It's very creepy.
It's weird how you can do this, but the state of technology today allows you to do things like this. So Trump and Putin, with their summit this week in Helsinki, made a lot of news, lots of conversation. Certainly Sean Hannity has gotten the best deal of all. He just follows Trump wherever he goes, gets the first conversation with him. And, you know, there's the usual stuff that comes out of something like this. And then there's the gaffe that Trump made and the people when he came back saying, do you realize what you said? And he sort of fixed it. I don't know. It's,
did he?
It's kind of, well,
because it changed a few times after that. So
yeah. But you see, it's so easy to take pot shots at any of these people. They're at such a vulnerable, no matter what. Whether you're Obama, whether you're Bush, whether you're Clinton, being the president of the United States, you have a target on you. and it comes from various. So you got people taking shots at
you. And you have to know that you have a target on you, and you have to be prepared for having a target on you, and you have to not set yourself up to be shot at when you have that target on you.
Well, but doesn't Trump do that kind of?
He
sets himself up in a way.
He does set himself up, and he doesn't care, and that's the thing.
I don't know that he doesn't care, though. I think that his image is very important to him. He has an incredibly fragile ego. I think he does care. And I just think that he can't help himself. He just gets in his own way
more often than not. I think it's because of that he is in the situation he's in this week. I think that he refused to admit to the media that he...
That he messed up?
That the Russians helped him win the election. I think once he says, all right, Russians, you guys are bad guys, you interfered in our election, then the media gets to go, look, Trump admits that he won an illegitimate election. And I think he just refuses to give them that.
I don't think I'm on the left and I didn't vote for Trump, but does anyone really think it's an illegitimate election? I haven't even heard people on the far left say that.
Well, it depends on how you define illegitimate. If you take the Electoral College, he won fair and square. If you take the number of votes actually cast for him versus that
Hillary
number
had him
cast
by,
for
like,
Hillary,
what, almost 3
he
million
lost.
Votes or something.
The same thing happened with George Bush.
Right.
And Al Gore. That's why the Electoral College has to go,
but he's at
because it doesn't represent what the American voter wants. The
and
majority
I
should
do
win.
I don't
think
that,
so.
Yeah.
I think this election proved it needs to stay, if
Why?
Anything. Because otherwise the large cities and the coasts would run the country.
That's tough.
But the other thing is, though, when people say the large cities and the coasts would run everything, that's not true. One vote is one vote. So if everybody gets out and votes, one vote is one vote. So that's it. It's just by population. You can't blame cities and the coast for that. It's just everyone gets one vote.
Sorry on this one, Richie.
No.
But what's the logic in saying that that's not math? That's math.
I think I saw in this election because before I was with you, I was kind of like, you know, okay. But one vote, I don't think it lays out like that. I think it lays out to where the Montanas and the Wyomings, they don't get to say that the higher population. I mean, sure, one vote is one vote.
Why not?
But
how
Montana and they don't have the control. Everybody.
But how is that? But see, that's the thing. I hear
New
this
York
argument all
California
the time from people on
and
the
New
right.
Jersey
but
would be
it doesn't
creating
make sense.
All of the policy for all of the country.
How is that? I don't understand. I honestly don't understand how that works. I don't honestly get that. Maybe you think I'm thick. But I don't.
No,
see
I just I don't understand that argument at all.
I don't either.
One vote is one vote.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're in Montana, and let's say, and I don't know if Montana is a red state or blue state or whatever, purple.
It's a red
but,
state.
Okay, so if you're in Montana and you're in a red state, then if you're still going to have control over your own local officials and who represents you in Congress. So I don't understand, like, if what you're saying is if there are more people in the country who vote left than right, well, then shouldn't that win? Because if that's what the population says?
Wow.
I don't understand the argument, and I've never heard a clear, and I'm still not hearing it from
and I
you
did, and
either.
I just can't
like,
get
I don't
it to
hear
it. Yeah, after this election, I heard some clear arguments, but I would have to go research it and give it back to you because I just,
All right. Can I do some research in another area?
Yeah.
I have researched how your life can change, Richie. How
Please,
by
tell me.
Drinking life change tea, we can get rid of all of the garbage that's in your system. You can maintain perfect health. You, Rich McFadden, have intruders in your body. You have been attacked by things that came into your body through the food that you have eaten and that horrible drink called beer that you put into your body that will corrupt almost anybody's the innards. You have an unhealthy colon, Mr. McFadden.
Life is full of decisions, my friend.
Yes, it is. So I'm going to help you make a good one.
Thank you.
Clean your colon with Life Change Tea. Take an example from your friend Victoria and Doug, who are drinking Life Change Tea. And we have cleaned up our colons. We've cleaned up our act. We are in the waste management business now. Cleaning out, that's like, you know, the big company with the trucks, waste management? That's what Life Change Tea is. It manages the waste that's left in your body, the cells, the tissues that are getting the organs all messed up in your body. Let's clean them up. We can have fun with this, but the serious matter here is that Life Change Tea does have a proprietary herbal formula, teas that are grown in America, getting rid of the toxins, the molds, the parasites, the bacteria in your body. Let's get on to it. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. I can see, Richie, you're going right now in the computer screen. GetTheTea.com. If you use the discount code DJV, Richie, they will ship GetTheTea to you. The Life Change Tea from Get the Tea, they'll ship it to you free.
Good to have friends in high places.
It is, Rich. I'm happy to help you out with your problem. Life Change Tea, all natural, all organic, and all yours at GetTheTea.com. Seriously, let's get on to a way to make yourself feel much better, live longer, live in a healthy way with Life Change Tea. It'll change your life, change your body. GetTheTea.com is where you go to order it. Can't get it in stores. GetTheTea.com. Discount code DJV gets it to you free.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable, backed by a 10-year guarantee. My pillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's get back to the countdown, the overview, actually. This is not the real countdown. The countdown is an hour with Michael Harrison and I, in which we go through the lot of them. Here, sometimes we don't get to all of them. Trump, the Russia investigation, all the business. I think the Russians, it's kind of like the Russians are overtaking what we talk about here. And the spy case in England where, and then there's this other woman, is she 19? How old is this woman that we talked about this week, Victoria, that may be an American-Russian spy?
I have no idea how old she is.
No, 29. She started when she was 19. That's it. She's now 29. I'm just remembering. Okay. I'm putting the story in focus in my head.
Okay.
So here, it's like, you know that TV show, The Americans?
Yes. That's what it made me think of.
Yeah.
Although she wasn't raised here, though, right?
I don't think so. Richie, do you watch that show, The Americans? Ever seen that show?
No, I've heard you talk about it. I heard you love it.
Yeah. It was a good show. Well, I'm not. What? The inference. The curly Q inference from Richie was that I'm a communist. And therefore,
I'm
a commie.
I would never
say
that.
Liberal. No. I'm not a liberal.
No, not at all.
You know me, I don't like any of them.
You're an anarchist, if anything.
I am. Thank you. Yes, I like that. Anarchy. Let's overthrow everything, get rid of all the baddies, and only have the goodies. I don't know how many goodies there are around. But anyway, so the Russians have inculcated. So the whole thing, though, with Trump saying, well, I talked to him and I asked him if he did, and he said no, so I believe him. I kind of had a chuckle at that one.
Yeah. He could have been a lot stronger on that without giving up, you know, whatever
right.
he wanted.
Yeah, especially given the fact that he is so tough in so many different areas, so much of this stuff. Upcoming, the fallout from the NATO meeting as we continue to discuss what's going on this week. News Talk Radio is the focus. This Talk Radio Roundup, 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Please join us in sending Christmas in July to our troops. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. Now through August 1st, you can make a donation that will be packaged and sent to our active duty personnel and troops deployed overseas. Please call the Veterans Museum at 378-2280 or drop your items off Thursday and Friday from 10 to 2 at 2110 North Street in Anderson. Thank you for helping us support our troops this summer and all year long. We'd also like to remind you that the Iron Soldier Benefit Ride is October 7th. If you'd like to be a sponsor for the ride, get more information from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Call Steve at 275-7300. That's 275-7300. Or go to rysonline.com. Thank you for your support of our servicemen and women.
This message being aired as a public service to the community by Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM, and coming soon to 96.5 FM.
How do you imagine your dream home? Open spaces as far as the eye can see? Waking up to a view of the beautiful surrounding mountains and a quiet neighborhood that's not too far from town? Northwest Homes is here to help your dream become a reality. We have new homes available today, ready to move into on the rolling hills in West Anderson. These Skyview estates are minutes from everything but feel miles away. Or if you're looking for something unique, custom, and quality built to customer desire and request, Northwest Homes is available to suit your personal taste on your lot or one of theirs. Check out your dream home at northwest-homes.com if you're looking for undisputable quality in a home you can be proud of. Northwest Homes is your first choice.
Give Northwest Homes a call, 247-0441.
That Talkers Magazine prints every week in the 52 weeks a year, they come out with a list of the top 10 stories and top 10 people. This week on the people list, it's Trump and Putin at number 1 and 2. Christopher Wherry at number 3 with Dan Coats. I don't know that connection. Do we know what the Christopher Wherry sounds like? That new the movie that's coming, Christopher Robin, Christopher Wherry.
Yeah, I'm sure they're very similar.
Yeah, I don't think Winnie the Pooh makes an appearance in that one.
Well, you know how I like to simplify everything.
Get true. Right, anyway.
Maria Butina is that Russian spy that we were talking about. Robert Mueller is at 5. Barack Obama and Joe Biden. I thought it was, I got a kick out of Trump saying he hopes that Biden runs against him in 2020. My dream opponent in 2020. At some point, it seems to me we need to get serious about images and stuff. And I was hoping that sort of Trump would grow with the job in a manner of speaking. You know, he'd become a little more mature with the tweets and the other things. And you know, Joe Biden is a great guy. Politically, I don't necessarily stand with him. And he's kind of a clown, a little bit of a klutz. But he's
the guy
you
want to sit next to at the bar and have a beer with and a conversation with while
that's
watching
right.
a baseball game. But
yep.
you don't want him as your president.
No, but he's a good guy.
But he's a good person.
Yeah, right. I don't want Trump as my president. I don't want to.
I didn't want Hillary as my president. Day.
Where's my choice? Where I want to have some. Where is there?
Well, who
choice?
Would be, but that's a good question though, and that's what people should be talking about. Who
right.
would be your choice?
My choice at the moment. Well, I think
of those to
reality,
choose from.
Yeah, I want a guy.
That's the thing.
Michael Bloomberg would be, in my
He'd
estimation,
be my choice.
The most fabulous president we've had since maybe Reagan. I actually thought Reagan was pretty good in most respects, not all respects, but in many respects. He made us feel good, and Clinton, I like Clinton too, frankly. I liked him because he made us feel good as Americans. Both Reagan and Clinton made us feel good as Americans. Since then, I haven't felt, I mean, I'm an American through and through, but do I...
I know what you mean, though.
You know what I mean? There's a cycle.
Do you think
it's
not so much the person, but the position has been, since the Clinton years, and the media, and the cheapening of the definition
of what the president
right,
is, maybe?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's become this all-on attack all the time so that everybody hates everything.
But Clinton deserved, I mean, if it did start with him, he certainly deserved it.
Yeah. He wasn't just an innocent bystander.
And that's part of the reason that now conservatives look at Clinton like, okay, maybe he wasn't so bad. Because, you know what, Clinton really just kind of sat
back. He wasn't.
And he stole Newt Gingrich's contract with America.
Ideas.
And said,
right.
look, let's pass all these and I'm going to take the credit for them. And everybody's like, okay. And it worked.
Right. Yeah. Right. He was very smart. One thing you can say about, in terms of, the intelligence quotient of recent presidents, I would say Clinton by far was the smartest. Jimmy Carter, very smart. I'm not saying the other presidents were dull, but they were better politicians in terms of being muscle. LBJ was basically the best of that ilk. I think he was the worst. I couldn't. He was a horrible president.
I think that in my lifetime, I think and maybe for the rest of my life, I don't think there will ever be, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but I don't think there will ever be a bigger quote unquote politician than Bill Clinton. To me, he is the quintessential politician.
Yeah, he was definitely a politician.
Right? He just and again, I know that gets a very negative slant, and there were a lot of negatives to his wheeling and dealing in the way, and it depends on what the definition of is. I mean, come on. That's the most political thing anyone will ever say for the rest of my time on this earth, I think. Hmm. So, I still it's amazing that people still really did like him on both sides.
28 past the hour.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal. Watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with a computerized wave ventilation unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants. With wave units, there are no buckets of water or filters, and they cost only pennies a day to run. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ask about our indoor air package that includes the Wave ventilation unit, plus a 6-stage portable air purifier. Dealer opportunities available. More information at dryhomenow.com. That's dryhomenow.com. Or call 888-782-WAVE. That's 888-782-WAVE.
Thank you. This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and we're joined by Walter M. Sterling, who is a Sterling National Talk, I guess he has a presence, he's a talk personality, a talk show host. And what good would a talk show host be if he didn't have an opinion? Is that correct, Dr. Sterling? You have an opinion you'd like to opine with us? Is that it?
Well, the only way that you get to know me is through my opinion, since you can't see my hair and my shirt. And when I'm looking at you, the only way you get to know me is through my opinion, as sad as they are.
Well, your opinions are your opinions. I will tell you, knowing you, that I'm not impressed often with your outfit or your hair, but I am impressed with your radio sustenance. That's why you're here, for radio sustenance. So you have heard us talking about the Trump-Putin meetings and all of the stuff, so I want to give you some time to sort of put it into perspective from your point of view, all of the hoopla. I've never asked you on the air about the feelings you have regarding news media coverage of things like this. Where do you think the right focus ought to be?
I have never heard anybody explain what exactly the Russians were supposed to have done. Russian interference with our election process. Russian interference with voting. Okay, I voted. There was no large woman serving borscht saying, please vote for this person, please. There was no there were no communist flags on the way into the polling booth. I saw no stories presented to my email saying this is who you should vote for. Thank you, the citizens of Russia. I have no idea what the hell they're talking about. And that's never been explained. So in journalism school, you're taught who, won, where, when, why. Five W's. Who, what, where, when, why. I don't know what the Russians were supposed to have done. And Lord knows I didn't see any influence in my polls. And that's the myopic view of the world that most of us have. Well, how did this affect me? Nobody took down the signs on the front of my yard and put up signs in Russian. No Russians followed me into the polling place. Nobody handed me gift coupons to Russian cuisine restaurants. I have no idea what they're talking about. That, to me, is the failure of, quote, the media. Now, my favorite part about the conversations about the media is that when a listener calls in and goes on the air with me or you, congratulations, they're the media. You and I, we're the media. And I love it. I love it when I hear bloviated hosts, not you, bloviated hosts who are making $80 million a year, and then they go play golf after their show, say, well, you know, the mainstream media. Let me help you, buddy. If you're making $80 million a year doing a talk show, you are the mainstream media. So I don't understand any of this. I don't know what the Russians did. I don't know what the mainstream media is, because the richest people on television or radio are the ones saying the mainstream media. Like, no, you're the mainstream media. You're it.
Mainstream media. I love that phrase, too, by the way. And do you think it's different? See, I refer to it as the news media. The media is all-encompassing. The media is the third estate, fourth estate, fifth estate. It's entertainment. It's movies. It's music. That's media for me. But I wonder how, if you were in Bozeman, Montana, how would your attitude be the same, Dr. Sterling, as it is here with us? Do you think the people in Bozeman think that they got hacked? You see, they didn't see any of the same things that you're talking about, but they think they got hacked.
That's what I don't understand.
What got hacked?
Nobody has said that Russian or external influence actually affected the results of the election. I don't know how they... Unless somebody came into the voting booth with me and held my hand.
Why are we spending?
It was through social media, and it was through information that they spread that got people. So, for example, they would create fake Twitter and fake social and Facebook and fake email accounts that would disseminate information for or against whatever they wanted to do. And then that information would get shared on social media, and it would go viral. And all of these stories would end up going viral that they wanted to go viral. That's how they infiltrated the election, not in that they hacked into a voting booth and changed your vote.
So what? So what? I've got dozens, maybe hundreds, of politically based ads from multiple sources.
And that's the problem. So what? So what? You read a story about Hillary Clinton, and you didn't research it, and you didn't find out that story was false.
I've got a 6-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 15-year-old. I don't have time to do research on
social
media.
That's the problem.
I'm agreeing with you in that.
People just retweeted and reposted, things that were inaccurate.
A lot of people who were in the middle did see those things. Here's the statistic you need to know. The minute candidates announce, over 80% of the population in any situation, over 80% already knows who they're going to vote for. Over 80% have already made a decision, and it's not going to be changed. The amount that is spent on political advertising, the reason for political advertising is not to get you to change your mind, because your mind's already made up. It's to inspire you to actually go and vote.
That's what its purpose is.
It's to take an action.
And to sway the 20% of people who haven't made up their mind, and they're the morons here.
Listen, it's an insane conversation. Let me tell you what's important. Here's what's important. We're 3 or 4 weeks away
from the start of school. We specialize in insane conversations here, Walter. I want you to know that. If you're going to spend time with us, all of what we do here is a recipe for insanity. Just keep that in mind. Please go ahead.
Mental patients arguing. Yes. Here's the real issue for me today. We're 3 or 4 weeks away from the beginning of school. My 6-year-old's elementary school burned to the ground a week ago. They're trying to figure out where those kids should go. Plus, I go to Dollar Tree to try to find school supplies for them, And the 12-year-old announces that those aren't good enough. We have to go to Staples, where it's 10 times as much. The cost of school supplies is the main issue in my household right now.
Wait a minute. And you let your 12-year-old daughter dictate to you where you're going to spend money, what you're going to get for her school?
And when your daughter was 12, that didn't happen?
Well, I'm not using me. I'm using you, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
At the moment,
of course. My 6-year-old, my 12-year-old, and my 15-year-old.
My daughter at 12 wouldn't have been caught dead in Dollar Tree, Dollar General, the 99-cent store.
No.
But as a mother, she goes there now.
Well, those are very different things.
Yes.
A Dollar Tree is a dollar. But the other ones, like Dollar General and all, this, it says everything is a dollar or more. I'm like, isn't that a store? A dollar or more, but Dollar Tree, everything is a dollar. Of course I'd go there if I can get the same pen and pencils and pads.
Well, but you find out, this is an aside, when you go to those dollar stores, there has been some research done this year that suggests that even if you're only paying a dollar, many of the things are no bargain. They
Where
just
the dollar
are
stores
dollar.
Appear on the countdown? I'm looking for it right now, actually.
Yep.
Oh, there it is, number 11.
The biggest issue at a Dollar Tree or any of the dollar stores is that when you walk through the store, your feet stick to the floor.
Yes.
That's the big issue.
And you're likely to find a lot of illegal immigrants there. That's number 5 this week, Richie, and we'll get to that in a matter of moments here. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review with Walter Sterling and Rich McFadden, Victoria Keel, and I'm Doug Steffen with a thought on how to lose weight. Calitrin is the number one, the best choice for weight loss. I have found that out myself. All of us could use a little of this. I think, Richie, I was suggesting maybe in a loving way, because I love you and I love your handles. This would be a good thing for you. I was at 184 when I came back from California in April. I am smooth if I'm not in the nothing else.
It's a wonder you don't have a good woman in your house with you. It really is.
Thank you very much, Rich. Anyway, because I tell a woman this is a good way to rid yourself of the love handles?
The way you meet chicks, really, I dig it, man. It's so
it's
much fun to
you're
watch.
Single.
I know.
It seems to be universal. I'm waiting for a shot from Walter now, too. Okay, so I lost from 184, I went to 172 using Calitrin. Calitrin, the essential active ingredient in Calitrin is collagen protein. Our body needs this protein, needs the collagen. It's the building block of your body. So as you get older, you have less of it, and therefore you start to spread out because the muscle isn't holding in what you're putting into your body, which is fat. You're accumulating fat. And these peptides, the collagen peptides, are not given a chance to work because you don't have as many of them. You need to supplement, and that's what Calitrin's main ingredient is.
I love science. Yeah, I love the way you explain that. Thank you.
Science. Okay, got it. But the bottom line is, if you don't care about science, this is the natural way, the healthy way for you to lose weight. That's the benefit. Bing, bang, boom, all the rest of it is window dressing. It works for me. It'll work for you. It's worked for so many people. Go to their website, toploss.com, and see what other people have to say. There are all kinds of things in there that will help you understand the science and what it does, how it works in your body. What you really care about is that it works. I'm telling you it does, and so will hundreds or thousands of other people who are using Calitrin and have been for 20, 30 years. It's on the market at toploss.com. Can't get it in the store, only at toploss.com. Use the DJV code and you get 10% off whatever you buy. Plus, if you buy over 3 bottles, you get the fourth bottle free. Check the box for DJV when you're ordering Calitrin at toploss.com. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Countdown Show, with a list of the stories, the charts put together by the experts at Talkers Magazine every week. At number 10, the sports talk radio realities. A lot of focus this week on Major League Baseball, the All-Star Game. Number 9, the suit that MGM has started against the shooting victims. It seems to be not what it seems to be. So I can just kind of leave it at that. Number 8, Sacha Baron Cohen and all of the people that he's jobbing on his show. The Facebook Holocaust issue, it's a comment that has become, I don't know how to interpret it, but taken out of context, though, I think. Number 6, the trade war. Number 5, more focus on illegal immigration. 4, the NATO meeting. 3, the spy case, the Russians and that spy lady, Maria Butina, the investigation, the Russians, and Putin, number 2 and number 1. That's how it shapes up on the story list.
The Talk Radio Countdown. freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
A couple I know is sitting in their hot tub in the privacy of their secluded backyard when suddenly a man with a clipboard came wandering onto their patio, looking around and taking notes. They asked what he was doing, and he identified himself as an inspector from the Homeowners Association. He claimed the right to go anywhere on any property, with or without the owner's permission, anytime he wants. But these homeowners look through the lens of liberty, and they understand their right to privacy enshrined in the Bill of Rights. They know that in America, even homeowners associations only get power from the consent of the governed. These owners did not consent, and that should make you boil. What have you allowed in your neighborhood?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. Calitrin works so easily. You take it at bedtime, and within the first 9 minutes after closing your eyes, your body will start rejuvenating. Calitrin works with your body's natural repair system to support and strengthen lean muscle tissue. Stimulate your body to produce more collagen on its own, more protein. By the way, right now you can get at toploss.com a special deal from the folks that make Calitrin. It's a 10% offer that you, if you buy one, two, three bottles, you get 10% off using the code DJV. But once you bought three, they give you a fourth one free. The website, toploss.com. Use the code DJV, and you'll get the 10% discount and the fourth bottle free. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the special 10% offer.
The Top Radio Countdown.
On the people list, officially, from Talkers Magazine, we try to go through this so you'll have the actual list in your mind as you're listening to our discussions in the hours of this program. At number 10 on the people list is Josh Hader, the focus on the tweets that he made this past week. Sacha Baron Cohen is at number 9. Mark Zuckerberg at 8. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, number 7. Interesting political career in front of her, perhaps. Barack Obama at number 6 with Joe Biden. Mueller at 5. Maria Butina, the Russian spy, at number 4. Dan Coats and Christopher Wherry at the number 3. Vladimir Putin, Pukin Putin, Bad Vlad, at 2. And the Donald. Anybody call Donald Trump the Donald anymore? I don't hear that often. That's it. List. Extraordinary list of people in the focus this week, thanks to Talkers Magazine, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 46 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Walter Sterling joining us this week. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan. We're going through some of the stories, not necessarily in order, and not necessarily all of them, Richie.
I kind of got that.
Yeah, you got that. The illegal immigration discussion. Is there anything new here? Walter, you're new to the program, so I'd appreciate your take on all the discussion regarding illegal immigration, how to fix the problem, or do we ever?
Well, the biggest news I learned this week about illegal immigration is that in 1948, Art Linkletter pleaded guilty to falsely claiming American citizenship. He was born in Canada. He's Canadian. And he claimed to be a U.S. citizen on job applications. He was dragged into court, pleaded guilty, paid a $500 fine, and given permission to apply for citizenship.
Really? Now, for those of you who don't know who Art Linkletter was, he was one of the original prime pieces of television real estate that made it big. He was somebody that everybody loved. He was the host of this show and that show. He was, I think, what the best show he was, People Are Funny, I think. Wasn't that the best show he did?
Yeah.
One that most people knew. But he really set the tone for a lot of other things that were done on television.
Question, Victoria, do you know who Art Linkletter is?
I definitely know the name. I might not be able to tell you a whole lot more than that.
Okay.
Something in TV,
knew?
Radio, broadcasting,
well,
that's
he
kind
joins,
of what I would say.
At that time, there were a whole bunch of young Canadians, a young fellow named Lauren Green, Leslie right. Nielsen, William Shatner, all came down together from Canada on the same bus to make their way in Hollywood. And
going to be famous, eh?
They were the first illegal immigrants. That's a very interesting story, Walter. Thank you.
But the fact, but the other part of that story is he was incredibly rich, but not from his TV and radio work. He was incredibly rich because he hosted the show that featured the opening of Disneyland, and Walt Disney could not afford to pay him. And he made a deal. He said, look, give me the rights to the concession stands for cameras and film in Disneyland.
Really?
For 20.
Oh,
and that's how he got paid to host a TV show, the opening of Disneyland. He owned the concession stands for film in Disneyland. Now, does anybody remember film?
No. Yeah, right. But that was a stroke of genius. And there have been a lot of people who have done that. He was also bought a lot of real estate, like a lot of those guys did early on.
Right.
And made lots of dough. All right, we found out a lot of things about a few of the items this week on the countdown. The Talk Radio Review with Doug and Walter and Victoria and Rich, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's time for a Tech Talk review. Top five items from the world of technology this week, having been studied by Victoria Keelan. We let her carry the ball here, starting from number five. Moving to number one at five is the ban, or I guess the former ban, on the Chinese company ZTE, right, Victoria?
Yes, this has been this was kind of surprising news this week. The U.S. Department of Commerce lifted the ban on export sales to the Chinese company ZTE, allowing them to operate again. Now, you may remember a few months ago, this company went bankrupt because the U.S. intelligence community said that they're using these burner phones to spy on Americans, and there was a lot of evidence that that's exactly what they were doing. So the government got involved, said, okay, no ZTE products are allowed to be sold to American consumers, and then the company was, I guess, obviously in jeopardy of going bankrupt. President Trump stepped in for some reason and said, we're going to save ZTE. No one really knew why. Then it kind of went back and forth, and now the Department of Commerce gave them a whole list of restrictions and demands in order to lift the ban. Apparently, they have met those demands, which included paying $1 billion in fines, another $400 million in escrow, and the money will stay in escrow for 10 years, during which U.S. inspectors will have full access to ZTE sites. So Whether that actually works or not, I don't know. I personally do not see a reason why we needed to save this company or why we need to do business with them at all. But we'll see.
Me too. I'm with you. Well, let's see.
There are too many other companies that we don't need them. So
who needs to support that kind of stuff?
Yeah,
Chinese products, period. Okay. Yep. Number four is a focus on a deal between two biggies.
Mm-hmm. Walmart and Microsoft joined forces this week against Amazon. Now, they signed a 5-year deal and it will boost Walmart's use of Microsoft's cloud services and they'll work together on artificial intelligence, machine learning projects. Now, this will help all of Walmart's online business. This will help their, they are trying to compete with the shipping that Amazon has. Walmart is as powerful or could be as powerful as Amazon. They really just haven't had their act together, though. So I think bringing on Microsoft as a partner will do wonders for Walmart, and you may actually see them becoming a real threat to Amazon. One of the things that people don't realize, Amazon has a cloud service that racked up $5 billion in sales in the first quarter of 2018 alone, and that's something that people don't realize. Microsoft is in the cloud business as well, so now Microsoft is not going to team up with Amazon for obvious reasons. They're just, that's not going to work. So Amazon teaming up with Walmart, it'll be interesting to see where that goes, because that could actually boost Microsoft's business as well, having a huge client like Walmart.
Number three on the countdown of the most important technical stories this week is a focus on Microsoft.
Well, Microsoft and facial recognition use, this is a really big story that's going to be developing over the next year. Microsoft urged Congress this week to put more regulation on facial recognition technology. This really is not something we ever hear from a technology company going to the government saying, hey, we'd really like you to monitor what we're doing even more. But as the New York Times pointed out, this is not a common thing for tech companies to do, but this could be a way for Microsoft to get ahead of potential government-imposed regulations if they start working with them now. Facial recognition software is something that a lot of people either love or are terrified by. Now, Apple has on their iPhone 10 facial recognition software that allows you to log into your phone. So every time I pick up my iPhone 10, it scans my face to give me access. And so a lot of people are worried that this could turn into a new Minority Report like the movie. So it's interesting that Microsoft wants the government involved. It probably means they'll be working towards some sort of exclusive deal with them.
Number two,
teenagers who frequently use digital media are more likely to develop attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, according to a new study that came out this week. This was big news. In 2014, scientists at UCLA, or at the University of Southern California, did a 2-year study, and basically every horrible thing that they thought would happen happened. And kids are using way too much media, and it is absolutely messing with their brains.
Mm-hmm. Not good stuff. All right, Prime Day, Amazon's Prime Day this week. Number one, what do we have?
Well, Amazon Prime was a massive success this year. The company said its holiday of deals was the biggest shopping event in Amazon history. Sales exceeded Cyber Monday, Black Friday, and last year's Prime Day. Prime members bought more than 100 million products this year. And the 23andMe DNA test, Instant Pots, and personal water filters were the top three items in the U.S.
Pretty amazing, isn't it, huh? The amount of money running through that company and what people buy at retail or off price, just as amazing how much the consumer spends in this country. Pretty good news. All right, thank you, Victoria. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo return this August to Reading's Cascade Theater. These two are still rocking after 39 years together. Four-time Grammy winners Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo bring their band and their hits to the Cascade August 6th. Get tickets and limited VIP passes today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. President Trump says newly released documents relating to the wiretapping of his one-time campaign advisor, Carter Page, confirm little doubt that intelligence agencies misled the courts that approved the warrant. On Fox News Sunday, Congressman Trey Gowdy says Page was not a significant figure in the campaign.
My take is that Carter Page is more like Inspector Gadget than he is Jason Bourne or James Bond. Trump never met him. Trump never had a conversation with him.
Mr. Trump tweeted, quote, as usual, they're ridiculously heavily redacted, but confirm with little doubt the Department of Justice and FBI misled the courts. Witch hunt, rigged, a scam. According to one of the survivors of Thursday's deadly boating accident on Table Rock Lake in Missouri, the duck boat was equipped with life jackets, but they were put up.
Up here, this is where they are.
In an interview from her hospital bed with KOLR, Tia Coleman says the crew pointed out where the life jackets were stowed when the passengers got on board the duck boat.
They said, but don't worry about it, you won't need it.
But soon the water got really rough, and the captain took the helm.
When the captain took over, I thought that at some point he would say, grab the jackets now.
It quickly became too late.
But we were told to stay seated, and everybody stayed seated.
17 people were killed when the boat went down, including 9 members of the Coleman family and the captain.
When that boat is found, all those life jackets are going to be on there.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Mexican President-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador has released a 7-page letter he sent to President Trump detailing how he plans to improve Mexico's economy and security so Mexicans do not feel the need to migrate. He is also suggesting the two countries draft a development plan backed by public funds and invite Central American countries to join. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Britain's Prince William and his wife Kate have released a new photo of their son, Prince George, to mark his 5th birthday.
The photo shows George grinning in the garden of Clarence House after the christening of his younger brother Prince Louis on the 9th of July. George is 3rd in the line for the British throne. His grandfather Prince Charles is heir to the throne and his father William comes next. George has seemed increasingly self-assured in public this year, serving as a page boy at Prince Harry's wedding to Meghan Markle in May at Windsor Castle and making several other appearances. Zaria Shackley, London.
The Mouse House getting close to catching the fox. Comcast's decision Thursday to drop its bid for the bulk of the 21st Century Fox means Disney's $71.3 billion offer for Fox is likely to prevail. Fox shareholders vote on the offer July 27th. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. After 9 previous tries, the husband of celebrity chef Paula Deen wins the Hemingway look-alike contest held in the Florida city where writer Ernest Hemingway lived and wrote during the 1930s.
The contest held at Sloppy Joe's Bar in Key West is a highlight of the annual Hemingway Day celebration. This year's contest fell on the 119th anniversary of Hemingway's birth. It's judged by former winners and this year attracted 151 entrants from as far away as Australia. Michael Groover had competed 8 previous times, but he had the key to victory in his 9th try.
I definitely had the biggest crowd.
His wife, celebrity chef Paula Deen, admires his persistence.
Well, I saw that he was so passionate about it, and he wanted to do this.
Groover shares Hemingway's love of fishing and hunting, and he's written a book, too.
My delicious life with Paula Deen.
I'm Ben Thomas.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Redding sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talking about things. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, proud to have my friend Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through the stories to discuss the people, the important, the meaningful items that are on the News Talk Radio circuit this week. I am proud to call you my friend.
Thank you.
That if somebody said, hey, do you know Doug Steffen? Would you say, I'm proud to call him my friend?
Yes, I would say that with great pride and vigor, determination and forthrightness.
Isn't that an interesting word, vigor? Do you ever actually think about the words that you use?
I don't know.
Every once in a while, words like aptitude. Where'd that come from? Who put that together?
Somebody with a great aptitude for definition.
Yes, you're right. All right, let's define the top 10 stories this week, please, my friend, and the list of people that you've come up with through
the
research.
Here we go, my friend and distinguished colleague. At number 10, we have the Josh Hader tweets and the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. At number 9, MGM sues the Vegas shooting victims. That's a crazy story.
It is.
At number 8, the Sacha Baron Cohen show. That's also a crazy story. And number 7, the Facebook Holocaust issue. That's a crazy story. At number 6, the trade war effects and the Google EU fine. At number 5, we have illegal immigration policy. At number 4, the NATO meeting fallout. At number 3, the alleged Russian spy case. At number 2, the Trump-Russia investigation and Russia's interrogation request. And at number 1, of course, and absolute dominant number 1 story, matter of fact, it includes some of the other stories under its umbrella, the Trump-Putin meeting. The people on our survey, the aforementioned baseball star Josh Hader, a person who gets in trouble for his tweets, at number 10. Number 9, Sacha Baron Cohen, what a character. At number 8, Mark Zuckerberg, what a character. At number 7, the rising star of the Democratic left, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I sound like Michael Buffer. Yes. At number 6, Barack Obama and Joe Biden. At number 5, Robert Mueller. At number 4, Maria Butina. At number 3, Christopher Wray and Dan Coats. At number 2, Vladimir Putin. And number 1, Donald Trump. What a week!
We should have, I say we should, we could have this is purely up to you. I think about this in the sense of what other adjunct stuff there is that goes along with the list, the people and the stories. And for the insiders who are listening to this program, because we assume, I think, and have for years, that people who are listening to this program are really into the format. And so they love the following the stars, if you will. And it was interesting to see all the attention that Sean Hannity was getting this week. We tend to every week bring Hannity in to our discussions of President Trump because he's such an important part of it. And he seems to be easily inveigling himself in on all these trips to getting first dibs at Trump after they have whatever the experience is that they're having. Pretty heady stuff, wouldn't you say, for him?
No question about it. And, I mean, I don't believe it's necessarily Hannity who's getting himself into these trips. I think it's Fox News who are taking advantage of Hannity's proximity to the president, and they're getting all these, immediate firsthand interviews that obviously are very good for their ratings and for their profile.
So let's talk, Michael. Explain, if you will, please, to the followers of this program, how important it is or not for someone to have the television visibility that Hannity does to his radio work. Because this is a radio, we're talking about radio here for the most part, and radio hosts and topics on the radio. So how does it influence or help, or just what do you think, would you like to explain the relationship of the TV work that Hannity does or somebody like him and how it helps or relates to the radio work?
Well, Hannity is called a double threat because he's big in both radio and television. It's hard for people to do. There are people on both radio and television, but Hannity is one of the rarities who's able to master and excel and rise to the top in both on both platforms. So that's one thing. But the audiences of these cable news talk shows that are on Fox, on MSNBC, on CNN, they have the same audience that listens to news talk radio. Basically, they share audience. It's part of the, it's an extended world of what we call at Talkers Magazine talk media. And so anything that one does on one medium affects their profile, their access, their influence, their visibility on the other. And so Hannity brings to his radio show all of the connections and newsworthiness and news-making events that he has on television to the radio. So they're connected. They're intrinsically connected.
And so is it something, when you look at some of the other stars, when you look at the top 100, the heavy 100 list that you put together, how many of the people on that list who are hosts on the radio do successful television gigs as well?
Well, some of them are on television. None of them are as successful is a crazy word. Are as big in terms of audience profile and salary as Hannity. Hannity is at the top of that. But
yeah.
There are others that have various television outlets. There are many different television networks out there. For example, Tom Hartman, who is one of the leading progressive hosts on radio in America. He's one of our top 10 because of his position as a progressive. He was for a long time on RT America. Now he's on a very interesting liberal television network called Free Speech TV. So within that world, he's very big. But no, Hannity dominates in terms
right.
of the connection.
And making that statement about the amount of money being made, the Forbes folks have come out with a list of the top 10 entertainment money makers. And on that list, I think, are three talk radio hosts, if I'm not mistaken, the aforementioned Mr. Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, and Howard Stern. I don't think that list has changed much, has it, over the past
No, it
years?
Hasn't changed much, and Hannity keeps going up the list.
Yes.
And Hannity
Limbaugh keeps going down the list because he's not doing...
I mean, you know, we should all have their problems.
Yeah. What a great way of putting it, right? He's instead of making 84, he's making 54 this year. Oh, my God!
Yeah.
How can he manage...
And those lists are very sloshy. They're very very subjective because nobody really knows for sure what anybody is making.
Don't. No, it's just speculative. Howard Stern, $90 million last year. That's okay. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try.
Great old song, and it certainly applies.
It is. It certainly does. 14 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Back to the countdown in a matter of moments. Right now, if you're counting down trying to lose weight, counting down on the calories, counting down on the pounds, may I suggest something that is very simple, very straightforward, and will work very successfully for you, because it has for me. I don't really have a weight problem per se, but I get a little bulgy, a little pudgy over the winter. So when I come back to my farm in the spring, I work hard physically and I lose it sort of naturally. But this year I opted to try something different to help me out. So I've gone from 184 to 172 since April using Calitrin. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin, which for me is the only, I haven't ever gone, I mean, I go on a diet from time to time, think about how much cake or ice cream I don't want to eat, and that's about it. But this is not really, you don't have to be on a diet, you just have to be smart. Using Calitrin, in the sense that you understand how your body works, it is explained in the brochure. I can explain it, but maybe you don't care. All you care about is you're going to lose weight in a healthy way. This is natural. There's no hypey-dipey in it. There's no caffeine, no, like, the monster drinks, none of that. This is pure collagen protein mixed into the capsules you get from Calitrin. Take four before you go to bed. Wake up the next morning, and you will have lost, I'm going to guess, maybe a pound. Let's see how it works for you. Try it out. Go to toploss.com, special 10% off offer. You get three bottles, 10% off, and then the fourth one is free. It's a great deal, a great way to lose weight. Take my advice. Go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com. Check the box for DJV, and you'll get the special discount, 10% off, free bottle after you get the three. It's a good deal. The best part of the deal is it works. You'll lose the weight. You'll be safe and secure knowing that you've helped your body, not hurt it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for fabulous saving.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Your phone number, your salary, your spouse's name, children's names, where you live, all of this is easy to find online. When was the last time you Googled yourself? It's startling what you can find online, especially as it relates to your personal information. Do not be a victim. Protect your privacy and your family's security with Executive Privacy from Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender is the leader in this field, making the web safer. With Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy, your personal information can be scrubbed clean from online search results. In this day and age, we all need this. It's more affordable now than you might think. Call 844-432-4886. Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy Special, 844-432-4882. Or you can go to reputationdefender.com/Doug. That's reputationdefender.com/DOUG. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. The this whole business of the Holocaust, the thing that Mark Zuckerberg said, number seven is Facebook facing the music. But was it taken out of context? A lot of people who are objective when it comes to this say maybe he ought to get off the hook, and that other social media are trying to zoom him because he may be considered the king of social media. You think there's anything to that?
Well, I think he is the king of social media, but I think that, you know, without getting into the weeds of his Holocaust statement, because I think that Zuckerberg is kind of awkward. He's kind of an awkward guy.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily.
Not a lot of savoir faire there.
In terms of speaking, I think that he's not comfortable thrust into the limelight, and I don't think he bargained for any of this scrutiny that has come with the success of his platform and the dark side of that success. I don't think that he has a handle on how to control it. And I think Facebook is just way too big and out of control, and people are addicted to it. And we're living in an age of hyper-political correctness and polarity, and there are people that hate social media and hate Zuckerberg, so it's just a big mess. But
wow.
I don't think he has control over anything at this
it's
point.
It's the sign of the times. Governments can't control. We have too many people. Everything is too big. Big corporations, big government, big mm-hmm. social media, and it can't be controlled. It's way, way out of proportion. Something we ought to be thinking about as we move ahead in our futures. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time for us now to resume our conversation about the charts that were developed for the week of July 16th to the 20th by Talkers Magazine and its executive staff, including the publisher and executive whatever. He does it all.
I'm the executive whatever.
He's the executive whatever. Michael Harrison here. I'm Doug Steffen, going through some of the things that are on the story list this week. What do you make of Sacha Baron Cohen? His name is on the people list, and his hijinks at number 8. Who he's? Remember that expression? Who's zooming who?
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny. I personally think it's a little bit unfair. You know, it
for him or on his part? What's unfair?
Well, it's not unfair for him. Yeah, it's unfair. He doesn't get paid enough to make fools of people. No, I think that some of the things that he's done to people is, It makes me queasy to see that happen to people. It's embarrassing, but I don't think it's the end of the world. It's
humor. Do people have no shame? Maybe that's the question. I mean, you, people that love to poke fun. It's not even funny anymore. It's too easy to poke fun at Sarah Palin. It's, you know, any of these
people. But he does, though, is he leads people into situations by deceiving them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like one fellow was told that an Israeli television station wants to give him an award. It was Joe Walsh, the former congressman who's now a talk show host.
In Chicago.
He got a letter from a television station in Israel. This is all, you know, bogus. He won an award from the government of Israel for his support of Israel, and they want to fly him to Washington, and they flew him to Washington. They picked him up in a limousine. They put him up in a hotel, and then he comes down to the studio, and he's interviewed by somebody that he thinks is a big Israeli commentator. And then they ask him, after it's all over, if he would record, like, a public service announcement for Israel. And of course, he said, sure. And he's reading it, and they got him to say some very stupid things that he didn't have time to process. And then, of course, that's an embarrassment. He basically endorsed school children having automatic weapons to protect themselves.
Fabulous.
And thus it made him and his right-wing pro-gun stance look insane.
Right.
And he took it well. He said, hey, I own it. I did it. I was stupid. I didn't really mean it. I realized after I was saying it, what am I saying? And that kind of thing. Yeah. I mean, how would you feel if
I was going to say, put yourself in that place. Not many of us are prepared. I think the guy is a jerk. I've never thought his movies were funny. I think he's a lunatic, frankly. Mm-hmm. But he's devious, deceitful. He's not dangerous. He's just a jerk.
Well, he has a budget to operate with. I mean, you know, when somebody...
So why do people find that stuff amusing, that gotcha stuff?
Well, it goes back to Candid Camera. Remember that show back when we were kids? It was harmless, but basically they made people look foolish.
Yeah. Well, you see a lot of that stuff around now, the sort of gotcha stuff.
Yeah, it's called punking. It's called punking.
Right.
We make somebody.
Ashton Kutcher did that, but it didn't seem to be mean spirited. This stuff from Cohen is mean spirited.
Yeah, that's why I said it kind of makes me uncomfortable to see that.
Yeah.
I mean, I like poking holes in hypocrisy and making the pompous come back to earth. I there's a kick to that, but not to the point of embarrassing people through deception.
Yeah.
And it's deception. That's the point. It's entrapment.
Yeah, and it is. It's for the benefit of a few. And why, you know, sometimes these people can make themselves look foolish enough as it is.
True.
So why work at it a little bit? But I just think some of the things he's done are just not my cup of tea. To each his own, as they say, 28 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin, too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable, backed by a 10-year guarantee. My pillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, and tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Returning now to the fold. Here we are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, the editor and publisher of Talkers. We were just talking about Sacha Baron Cohen and that embarrassment. I thought something that it's television rolling over into radio, because a lot of conversations during the promotion of a new book, Judge Jeanine Pirro, you know her, Michael?
Sure.
She was on a number of radio and TV programs the other day. They set up, and maybe you could explain this to the audience, because oftentimes if you were driving across the country, even listening to different radio programs, you see this sometimes on TV where a star will go from show to show to show.
Yeah, they're on the circuit.
Right. They do a tour, which could involve radio and television. So what happens in that circumstance? Let's say, in this case, Jeanine Pirro is out plugging a new book that she's writing. So how do they get to be so visible in so many places so quickly?
They promote themselves. There's publicity companies, publicists, public relations people that promote their availability as a guest to coincide with the plugging of the book. You see this all the time. As a matter of fact, even in the very, very, very big-time talk shows, the late-night TV shows, going back to The Tonight Show and Johnny Carson and all of those, you'll see the same people there. And almost always those A-listers, those top stars, will only appear if they have something to plug, something to promote.
Yeah.
And they talk about their movie, they talk about their book, they talk about their concert, their new album, whatever it is. So that's part of the game. This is an old story. And, I don't like interviewing people that are on tour because they become numb to the...
Right. They don't even know who they're talking to.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So when I look at what the offshoot was, if you didn't hear the story this week, Whoopi Goldberg got into it with Judge Jeanine Pirro on The View. And basically, Whoopi Goldberg told her to get the F out of the studio.
Hmm.
And it was because there was some, I don't even, you know, they were pointing fingers at each other, who knows.
Well, they're politically opposed.
Opposite, yes.
I mean, they're prime examples of the divisive polarity that exists in our country today. Jeanine Pirro is a right-wing, pro-Trump, Fox News Channel type.
Yeah.
And Whoopi Goldberg is a progressive, very dedicated, has been for a long time to that.
But she's really pretty civil most of the time, at least what appears to be. She's not like Joy Behar, is just plain rude and insolent, especially when it comes to Meghan McCain on that program, I think, anyway.
On The View, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of conversation. So this spilled over into a lot of radio shows because Judge Jeanine was on a lot of shows scheduled that day. And instead of talking about the book, the focus became Whoopi Goldberg and how she threw her off the show, which I thought was, you know, you wonder, you're trying to stay on message, or they want, you just said, I don't know if you said that off the air or on the air, yeah, the way they plan things, they want it to go their way, and they don't like it if you don't follow the script. Well, you know, who wants to, that's not good talk radio, that's bad talk radio. So instead of following the script, the exchange between the two of them became the subject matter.
And well, it became personal, and I understand it was quite, you know, heated. I didn't catch any video of it at all, so I can't say. Sometimes you hear something was really outrageous, and then you see the video, and it's hardly it. Have you ever noticed that the description of the event is far more, you know, extreme than the actual event? Mm-hmm. But, you know, these two women are very, very outspoken. I mean, yes, Whoopi Goldberg is certainly more controlled than Joy Behar, but Whoopi Goldberg has been in a number of her battles, and she's got a very, very sharp tongue when provoked.
Yes, I think you're right about that. So what gives it, that just is her personality. Does that make her a better hostess? Does it make her a better actress? Or is it just fodder for the right saying, oh, there's another arrogant, liberal, New York black woman? That's what comes out of a lot of people's mouths. You know that as well as I do.
Well, I mean, I think Whoopi Goldberg, aside from her politics, which I'm not commenting on, I think Whoopi Goldberg is a great personality in our culture. I think she's an excellent actress. I think she's a wonderful talk show host or participant. And I like her. I think that she's got a great body of work behind her. When you think about starting out as a comedian, I think she's a very important person.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all, frankly. I think she's contributed a lot. But I think at this point, politics has become so angry. It's some people, it's like a blood sport more than anything else.
Yeah, it's not productive at this point. We've got to get through this period in our history and work it all out and get back to it being a little more centralized and normalized. Got to stop judging people by their politics and judge them by other characteristics, and the politics is just part of it. But when you see the entire world through the lens of politics, we hype these differences up to be, you know, all the way down to the core, and that's not good.
No. All right, here's something that is very important. This trade war item number 6 on the story list here at the countdown. Trump is saying, as the week ends, that he wants to tax everything that's made in China, and almost as if to say, let's tax them out of business. And so one wonders what that does. I have taken note of what's going on with the Chinese stuff. I think it takes something like this, things like this, Michael, to get us to understand really what's going on, where we find, where we get our goods from. Where it is, it's so dominated by the Chinese now in terms of that business. I think people have just gone to sleep. Oh, yeah, everything's made in China. Well, that's not good or right. I don't know if this trade war is good or right either. That coupled with the interest rates, because Trump says it looks to me like they're trying to put some heat on the Fed because they say they're going to raise the interest rates again. And that always, it looks like, you know, a lot of people in the housing business say in certain sectors the housing markets are slowing down because the interest rates have gone up. That's bad news for the economy. And if there's a recession in 2019, that means Trump won't get reelected because, remember, it's the economy, stupid, right?
Well, I'll tell you, Trump will probably be elected or unelected or reelected based on whatever happens in the 3 or 4 months before the election.
Right.
Everything happening now will be forgotten, and whatever happens that week will be the thing that determines it. I hate to say that, but that's the way it looks.
Well, people have short memories. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
In terms of this trade war stuff, to use a cliche, that's above my pay grade, and I admit it. I think too many people are out mouthing off about the economy when I think very few people, if any, on this planet understand how the economy works. And
well, they understand what's in their pocketbook.
Yeah.
They know whether they can afford to buy a house or not. A lot of
those who like the idea of Trump getting tough on China and it possibly leading to a trade war, if they're willing to sacrifice what comes when you go to war, then it'll be fine. And there are going to be higher prices in a lot of areas of the economy because of the trade war. Now, if that causes China to blink and change some of their unfair practices, which they have engaged in, all the way from stealing intellectual property to having an imbalance of trade, well, yeah, then that'll be good. But if, in fact, we cut off our own nose to spite our face by engaging in this trade war too aggressively and in a hostile manner, well, then a lot of people will suddenly go, hey, this isn't helping me. Because they don't, just like going to war. Well, okay, you want to go to war? Your kids are now going to be recruited into the army and risk their lives. Whoa, I don't know if I want to do that. You know, everybody wants somebody else to bear the burden of a war.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Somebody, NIMBY. It's the NIMBY crowd.
Yeah.
Using it a different way. Yeah. All right. Countdown continuing. Michael Harrison here with his expertise in the world of talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen with a word of expertise about my pillows. Mike Lindell is the inventor of My Pillow, and he has personally spoken to me because he knows that I am on the air every day talking about his product, which he guarantees. He says the most comfortable pillow you will ever own is My Pillow. Lindell couldn't get a good night's rest. He decided he'd figure out how to make a pillow that he could be comfortable with, so he did. And then when people, he said, hey, listen, what do you say to his neighbors? What do you think about this? Because he had some kind of a store in Minnesota. And, wow, this is fabulous. Can you make one for me? And so he started making them in his garage, and then he expanded to his basement, and then he expanded to a little warehouse. Now, 12 years later, he's got 1,500 people, Michael, working for him, and they're making a product that we in America would be proud of, it would seem to me. No tariff concerns here. This is, by the way, and these pillows are sold in 20 countries around the world as well. Made in America. Mike says he believes the pillow that he's making is the best pillow in the world. And if you try it out, get a good night's rest with it, you'll probably believe the same thing. Wash it, dry it, clean it, use it, have a great night's sleep. No matter whether you're a back sleeper, side sleeper, neck sleeper, whatever it is, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV right now, and you'll be able to buy one of their premium pillows and get one free. Buy one, get one free now till the end of the month at MyPillow.com using the code DJV. Also look around in there. You see all the other things. Get special deals at MyPillow.com on all of the various products they have for good sleep. Good night's sleep starts with a good pillow. Get the premium one. The first one is regular price. Second one free. Use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. On the people list officially, from Talkers Magazine. We try to go through this so you'll have the actual list in your mind as you're listening to our discussions in the hours of this program. At number 10 on the people list is Josh Hader, the focus on the tweets that he made this past week. Sacha Baron Cohen is at number 9. Mark Zuckerberg at 8. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, number 7. Interesting political career in front of her, perhaps. Barack Obama at number 6 with Joe Biden. Mueller at 5. Maria Butina, the Russian spy, at number 4. Dan Coats and Christopher Wary at number 3. Vladimir Putin, Pukin, Putin, Bad Vlad, at 2. And the Donald. Anybody call Donald Trump the Donald anymore? I don't hear that often. That's it. List. Extraordinary list of people in the focus this week, thanks to Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. Calitrin works so easily. You take it at bedtime, and within the first 9 minutes after closing your eyes, your body will start rejuvenating. Calitrin works with your body's natural repair system to support and strengthen lean muscle tissue. Stimulate your body to produce more collagen on its own, more protein. By the way, right now you can get at toploss.com a special deal from the folks that make Calitrin. It's a 10% offer that you, if you buy one, two, three bottles, you get 10% off using the code DJV. But once you bought three, they give you a fourth one free. The website, toploss.com. Use the code DJV, and you'll get the 10% discount and the fourth bottle free. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the special 10% offer.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Technology is changing the car buying process, as many now start their search online. In fact, a recent survey found that 44% of consumers are comfortable shopping for a car via the Internet. If you're planning to buy a car this summer, consider exploring digital tools designed to improve your car buying experience. Bank of America's mobile car shopping tool makes shopping for and financing a car easier and more efficient, so you can spend more time enjoying the summer. John Schleck for Bank of America.
Car shoppers can now seamlessly integrate their shopping and financing experience all in one place, either on the go or in the comfort of their own homes. Using the mobile car shopping tool, our clients can actually select new or used cars, all from participating dealers, estimate a monthly payment, and even apply for a Bank of America car loan on the specific car they're looking at, all prior to their dealer visit.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com.
This is the Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Countdown Show, with a list of the stories, the charts put together by the experts at Talkers Magazine every week. At number 10, the sports talk radio realities. A lot of focus this week on Major League Baseball, the All-Star Game. Number 9, the suit that MGM has started against the shooting victims. It seems to be not what it seems to be. So I can just kind of leave it at that. Number 8, Sacha Baron Cohen and all of the people that he's jobbing on his show. The Facebook Holocaust issue, it's a comment that has become, I don't know how to interpret it, but taken out of context, though, I think. Number 6, the trade war. Number 5, more focus on illegal immigration. 4, the NATO meeting. 3, the spy case, the Russians, and that spy lady, Maria Butina. The investigation, the Russians and Putin, number 2 and number 1. That's how it shapes up on the story list. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen, looking at the charts for the week of the 20th of July. Man, we're moving through the summer, Michael. Woo-hoo! The All-Star game this past week, one of the items on the countdown, halfway through the summer, halfway through the year. It's buzzing on. Speaking of buzz, you have these exclusive interviews, the Michael Harrison interview. This week you sort of have an insider, but this guy has been a fabulous, he's had a fabulous radio career. What did you learn from Dan Mason?
Well, actually, Dan Mason is not my podcast interview this week. He's a news story in Talkers, and so if people are interested in that, they can go to talkers.com. Dan Mason's a former president of CBS Radio.
So I didn't see what your interview was. I saw that. And
my interview this week is with Ralph Nader.
Oh,
So, and that's at mhinterview.com. And he's whiny. He just, you know,
Michael, talk radio is not good anymore. It doesn't put me on.
I go, Ralph, you're 83 years old. You've been on every show in the world. Why are you complaining?
Well, you know, it doesn't cover all the right.
It was a very, very friendly debate. I had
was
a struggle.
It? Was it a downer?
Well, he doesn't have any tolerance for talk radio's intolerance.
Well, here's what you want to know my experience. I remember at one of the talkers events early on when he was there.
Yeah,
he had been on my program, and he told me he would never come on with me again because I didn't follow the script. Mm. I didn't do what he wanted me to do. I didn't talk about what he wanted to talk about. I deviated from the plan, and so that was that was his M.O.
So it's a very interesting interview, but I found it difficult to communicate with him.
Yeah.
And we talked about whether he was responsible for George W. Bush being elected, and that's worth the price of admission alone.
Really?
So, oh, yeah, yeah. Check it out. MHinterview.com, Ralph Nader. And if you're interested in sports betting, go to talkers.com and see my conversation with Dan Mason.
Mason is one of the most fabulous leaders. I don't know him personally, but he's done some wonderful things in radio, and he's all about Vegas and what's going on now.
How legalized sports will affect sports and radio.
Yeah. All right, that's it for Michael's turn. Up and coming, Stephen J.J. Wiseman with legal spins on some of these stories. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and you stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Fifty-three at the hour now, Talk Radio Countdown. This is the time of the week when we put aside all of our what our synapse is, and we bring in Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, expert on scams. I was reading something this week, Steve, about some of the huge new threats to privacy. Like, this isn't something every week, but it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Databases containing detailed consumer profiles being sold to brokers, surveillance cameras being hacked, the business with the Holocaust issue that came out of
Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg's mouth this week. It's like it's controlling the universe. And I just said a few minutes ago to Michael Harrison, it's too big, the same as governments and big businesses. You can't run them. You can't control them. It's too much there.
Oh, it's amazing. And, you know, once again, one of my unfortunate mottos, it's not as bad as you think. It's far worse.
Yeah.
It's not even the information that we have mistakenly or allowed to be compiled by us, but it is these incredible psychological studies and algorithms that take what they call metadata, these little bits, and then they are able to discern so much personal information about us, and it can be used. It can be used commercially for advertising, but it also can be used to influence elections. It can be used to scam people. You mentioned about the idea of spying on people.
Yeah.
I was just looking at some defense papers this morning and seeing that during the Helsinki meeting between Putin and Trump, Chinese hackers got into a lot of what we call the Internet of Things and computers with cameras and all, and they were watching and listening to the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's terrible right now.
All right. So Steve Weisman has created a website to help you with all of this, dedicated to informing you of all these scams and how to deal with them. It's Scamicide, S-C-A-M-I-C-I-D-E, Scamicide.com. All right, legal issues here, the trade war, and how this gets implemented. Or I'm trying to figure out whether this is good or bad, and I can't. I think I always thought that some of these trade, the tariffs that were put on products and the trade, it gets away from what the natural market is. You sell stuff and people pay what it's worth, and that's it. So now, what do we have? What kind of a mess are we getting into?
Well, we've got a real mess in the sense that what's happening is that Trump unilaterally is trying to change that. It's probably not the way to find, better trade between the world and better for consumers because, his scorched earth policy just is not going to achieve anything in the short run. Meanwhile, what you have is an absolute do-nothing Congress that sits back and doesn't exercise authority that it has in regard to this. So, this is going to be a mess. It's going to get worse before it gets better. You know, hopefully we do have we do have international law and treaties and agencies that can deal with this. But unfortunately, Trump is the loose cannon right now, and he's not really doing a very careful job of it.
The suits that I was waiting all week for you to explain this, the MGM suit against all these shooting victims. I don't even begin to understand, neither does anybody else. What is that all about?
It was a step that they took for what's called a declaratory judgment. So technically, the press said, they're suing the victims. No, they're really not. They're asking the court to say that a particular federal law applies as far as the compensation. And why are they doing that? They're doing that to keep all of the cases in Nevada, in the federal court, under this particular law. So it isn't suing them. In fact, what it's doing is saying that there is limited liability on the part of the hotel, but that any cases should be handled under this law. It was just some of the worst public relations ever.
Horror show. It's a horror show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of bad PR, 30 seconds on Sacha Baron Cohen and who can sue him for what he's doing.
Nothing. He's protected by the First Amendment. The pieces that I saw, certainly don't amount to anything being, of legal liability.
Yeah, but he's a jerk.
He is a jerk.
Yeah, he's a jerk. Other than that, but listen, it's so much. And there's something else for people to talk about, like we don't have enough to talk about as it is. Stephen,
there you go.
J.J. Weisman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with his pithy remarks. Always appreciated, Steve. Thank you. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less.
I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
College students who are fed up with their free speech being silenced by campus administrative policies are taking their grievances to court. One group filing suit is Speech First. They argue that universities are establishing arbitrary rules and protocols that create a dangerous environment on campus in which free speech protections under the First Amendment no longer exist. Well, lawsuits argue that these restrictions are completely subjective. Pacific Justice Institute is in favor of these types of efforts to protect the First Amendment.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Former campaign advisor Carter Page, President Trump says it's looking more and more like the 2016 campaign was illegally being spied upon for the gain of his political rivals. The documents were part of officials' application for a warrant to the secretive Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, which signed off on surveilling Page. On CBS's Face the Nation Sunday, Senator Lindsey Graham said the whole FISA warrant system needs to be looked at.
The warrant on Carter Page was supported mostly by a dossier that came from Michael Steele, who was being paid by the Democratic Party to do opposition research. And the dossier was collected, I think, from Russian intelligence services. And if you ask the FBI today how much of the dossier on Trump has been verified, almost none of it.
The president tweeted earlier today that Russia investigation is, quote, an illegal scam. A community service was held in Branson Sunday for the 17 people killed when a duck boat sank in a Missouri lake during stormy weather Thursday night. One witness says the life jackets were stowed away. America's top intelligence official says he meant no disrespect to President Trump in a televised interview discussing the recent Finland summit with Russian President Putin.
His comments at the Aspen Security Forum in Colorado last week were not intended to be critical of the president's handling of the summit. That's what Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats says. Mr. Coats has faced scrutiny since saying he wished President Trump had not met one-on-one with Russian President Putin.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. And yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20.
Francesco Molinari emerged from a crowded pack to win the British Open Sunday.
On a day where the British Open leaderboard featured Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods, it was 35-year-old Francesco Molinari who emerged from the crowd to claim his first major win. He posted a final round 2-under-69 to finish at 8-under, winning by 2 from McIlroy, Justin Rose, Kevin Kisner and Xander Schauffele. Molinari sealed his win with a birdie at the last to become the first Italian winner of the Open. Woods set the championship alight, though, by leading into the final nine holes, but a double bogey at 11 and a follow-up bogey at 12 ended his chances of a fairy tale win. Graham Agar's Carnoustie.
Kevin Harvick wins NASCAR's Cup race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. It was his sixth win of the season, and Busch now. This is townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. In the summer of sequel, two new ones are at the top of the box office this weekend.
The two films neck and neck for number one this week couldn't be much more different.
They killed my friend.
The Equalizer 2 stars Denzel Washington as a retired special ops agent turned vigilante.
So I'm going to kill each and every one of them.
It opened at number one, earning an estimated $35.8 million.
The only disappointment is that I only get to do it once.
Edging out. The ABBA Jukebox musical took in more than $34 million in its debut. Hotel Transylvania 3 Summer Vacation drops to third. I'm Ben Thomas.
Some 16 varieties of Ritz cracker products are being recalled because the manufacturer said there's a potential risk of salmonella. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven past the hour, time for us to review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, something that we do every week at this time. Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan, I'm Doug Steffen, to put the charts into perspective for the week of July 16th to 20th. When I say charts, the work that's done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, where you can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. Go to talkers.com. You'll find these lists there, and you'll find all kinds of information. There's a Facebook page for Talkers as well. Just kind of a neat way to profile what's going on in the news talk business. And so we take it upon ourselves to spend the hour talking what happens in news talk radio is it becomes known in some circles as political talk radio. I don't know that that's fair or accurate, but there certainly are lots of political discussions that go on these stations. So Rich McFadden has gotten me to look at starting from the beginning and not the end of the list, the number one item, which is where the big hits are. So if this is the biggest hit, we should play it three times during the hour, Richie, like in
absolutely
the old music days.
Well,
three times.
And, you know, you actually bring up a great point in talk radio that is, it's much like music. You've got the hits when you're on a talk program, and you want to hit those hits.
Playing the hits.
Several times, because people want to be updated on what's going on in the most important stories.
Okay, so what do we make, all of us, of the photograph of Trump and Putin on the cover of Time magazine? If you haven't seen the new issue of Time magazine, it's creepy.
It's
all right,
very
that's
creepy
one word.
Looking, yeah.
Richie, have you seen it?
I have not, but let me go see it here.
All right, so this is
it
on.
It took me a second to figure it out, because at first it looks like a really bad airbrushed picture of Trump, and then when you zoom in, like, by the eyes, you realize, oh, that's not, those aren't Trump's eyes, and then you realize it's Putin in the middle. It's very creepy.
It's weird how you can do this, but the state of technology today allows you to do things like this. So Trump and Putin, with their summit this week in Helsinki, made a lot of news, lots of conversation. Certainly Sean Hannity has gotten the best deal of all. With his, he just follows Trump wherever he goes, gets the first conversation with him. And, you know, there's the usual stuff that comes out of something like this. And then there's the gaffe that Trump made and the people when he came back saying, do you realize what you said? And he sort of fixed it. I don't know. It's,
did he?
It's kind of, well,
because it changed a few times after that. So
yeah. But you see, it's so easy to take pot shots at any of these people. They're at such a vulnerable, no matter what. Whether you're Obama, whether you're Bush, whether you're Clinton, being the president of the United States, you have a target on you. And it comes from various, so you got people taking
shots
at you.
And you have to know that you have a target on you, and you have to be prepared for having a target on you, and you have to not set yourself up to be shot at when you have that target on you.
Well, but doesn't Trump do that, kind of?
He
sets himself up in a way.
He does set himself up, and he doesn't care, and that's the thing.
I don't know that he doesn't care, though. I think that his image is very important to him. He has an incredibly fragile ego. I think he does care. And I just think that he can't help himself. He just gets in his own way
more often than not. I think it's because of that he is in the situation he's in this week. I think that he refused to admit to the media that he...
That
the Russians helped him win the election. I think once he says, all right, Russians, you guys are bad guys, you interfered in our election, then the media gets to go, look, Trump admits that he won an illegitimate election. And I think he just refuses to give them that.
Look, I'm on the left and I didn't vote for Trump, but does anyone really think it's an illegitimate election? I haven't even heard people on the far left say that.
Yeah, it depends on how you define illegitimate. If you take the Electoral College, he won fair and square. If you take the number of votes actually cast for him versus that
Hillary
number
had him
cast
by,
for Hillary, he lost.
Almost 3 million votes or something.
The same thing happened with George Bush.
Al Gore.
Right.
Yeah.
And Al Gore. That's why the Electoral College has to go, because it doesn't represent what the American voter wants. The majority should win.
I don't think the election proved it needs to stay, if anything.
Why?
Because otherwise the large cities and the coasts would run the country.
But the other thing is, though, when people say the large cities and the coasts would run everything, that's not true. One vote is one vote. So if everybody gets out and votes, one vote is one vote. So that's it. It's just by population. You can't blame cities and the coasts for that. It's just everyone gets one vote.
Sorry on this one, Richie.
No.
But what's the logic in saying that that's not math? That's math.
I think I saw in this election because before I was with you, I was kind of like, you know, okay. But one vote, I don't think it lays out like that. I think it lays out to where the Montanas and the Wyomings, they don't get the say that the higher population. I mean, sure, one vote is one vote.
Why not?
But Montana and they don't have the control.
But that's the thing. I hear this argument all the time from people on the right.
New York and New Jersey would be creating all of the policy for all of the country.
I honestly don't understand how that works. Maybe you think I'm thick, but I don't.
Understand that argument at all.
I don't either.
One vote is one vote.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're in Montana, and let's say, and I don't know if Montana is a red state or blue state or whatever, purple.
It's a red
state. Okay, so if you're in Montana and you're in a red state, then if you're still going to have control over your own local officials and who represents you in Congress. So I don't understand, like, if what you're saying is if there are more people in the country who vote left than right, well, then shouldn't that win? Because if that's what the population says?
Wow.
I don't understand the argument, and I've never heard a clear, and I'm still not hearing it from
you
either.
And I did, and I just can't
like,
get
I don't hear
it. After this election, I heard some clear arguments, but I would have to go research it and give it back to you because I just.
All right. Can I do some research in another area?
Yeah.
I have researched how your life can change, Richie. How
Please
by drinking Life Change Tea, we can get rid of all of the garbage that's in your system. You can maintain perfect health. You, Rich McFadden, have intruders in your body. You have been attacked by things that came into your body through the food that you have eaten and that horrible drink called beer that you put into your body that will corrupt almost anybody's innards. You have an unhealthy colon, Mr. McFadden.
Life is full of decisions, my friend.
Yes, it is. So I'm going to help you make a good one.
Thank you.
Clean your colon with Life Change Tea. Take an example from your friend Victoria and Doug, who are drinking Life Change Tea. And we have cleaned up our colons. We've cleaned up our act. We are in the waste management business now. Cleaning out. That's, you know, the big company with the trucks. Waste management? That's what Life Change Tea is. It manages the waste that's left in your body, the cells, the tissues that are getting the organs all messed up in your body. Let's clean them up. We can have fun with this. But the serious matter here is that Life Change Tea does have a proprietary herbal formula. Teas that are grown in America, getting rid of the toxins, the molds, the parasites, the bacteria in your body. Let's get on to it. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. I can see, Richie, you're going right now in the computer screen. GetTheTea.com. If you use the discount code DJV, Richie, they will ship Get the Tea to you, the Life Change Tea from Get the Tea. They'll ship it to you free.
Good to have friends in high places.
It is, Rich. I'm happy to help you out with your problem. Life Change Tea, all natural, all organic, and all yours at GetTheTea.com. Seriously, let's get on to a way to make yourself feel much better. Live better, live longer, live in a healthy way with Life Change Tea. It'll change your life, change your body. GetTheTea.com is where you go to order it. Can't get it in stores. GetTheTea.com. Discount code DJV gets it to you free.
The Top Radio Countdown.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer, you'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable, backed by a 10-year guarantee. My pillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Let's get back to the countdown, the overview, actually. This is not the real countdown. The countdown is an hour with Michael Harrison and I, in which we go through the lot of them. Here, sometimes we don't get to all of them. Trump, the Russia investigation, all the business. I think The Russians, it's kind of like the Russians are overtaking what we talk about here. And the spy case in England where and then there's this other woman, is she 19? How old is this woman that we talked about this week, Victoria, that may be an American-Russian spy?
I have no idea how old she is.
No, 29. She started when she was 19. That's it. She's now 29. I'm just remembering.
Okay.
I'm putting the story in focus in my head.
Okay.
So here, it's like, you know that TV show, The Americans?
Yes. That's what it made me think of.
Yeah.
Although she wasn't raised here, though, right?
No, I'm not
I don't
sure
think so.
That. Richie, do you watch that show, The Americans? Ever seen
I
that show?
No, I've heard you talk about it. I heard you love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Actually, it was a good show. Well, I'm not. What? The inference. The curly Q inference from Richie was that I'm a communist. And
you're a communist?
No.
I'm a commie.
I would never say that.
You pinko commie liberal.
No.
I'm not a liberal.
Not at all.
You know me, I don't like any of them.
You're an anarchist, if anything.
I am, thank you. Yes, I like that. Anarchy. Let's overthrow everything, get rid of all the baddies, and only have the goodies. I don't know how many goodies there are around. But anyway, so the Russians have inculcated. So the whole thing, though, with Trump saying, well, I talked to him and I asked him if he did, and he said no, so I believe him. I kind of had a chuckle at that one, though.
Yeah. He could have been a lot stronger on that without giving up, you know, whatever
right.
he wanted.
Yeah, especially
to
given the fact that he is so tough in so many different areas, so much of this stuff. Upcoming, the fallout from the NATO meeting as we continue to discuss what's going on this week. News Talk Radio is the focus. This Talk Radio Roundup, 21 after the hour.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
The Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council presents their 26th annual Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet Friday, August 3rd at the Event Center at Wind River Resort and Casino. Enjoy great food, beverages, raffles, and plenty of entertainment. Join in the salute to recognize outstanding members of our community serving those who have served with the Presidential Community Service Award. That's Friday, August 3rd. For information and tickets, contact Vince Stevenson at 949-5000. That's 949-5000.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Rich McFadden. We are going through the items that Talkers Magazine prints every week. In the 52 weeks a year, they come out with a list of the top 10 stories and top 10 people. This week on the people list, it's Trump and Putin at number 1 and 2. Christopher Wherry at number 3 with Dan Coats. I don't know that connection. Do we know what the Christopher Wherry sounds like? That new movie that's coming, Christopher Robin. Christopher Ware.
Yeah, I'm sure they're very similar.
Yeah. I don't think Winnie the Pooh makes an appearance in that one.
Well, you know how I like to simplify everything.
True.
Maria Butina is that Russian spy that we were talking about. Robert Mueller is at 5. Barack Obama and Joe Biden. I thought it was, I got a kick out of Trump saying he hopes that Biden runs against him in 2020. My dream opponent in 2020. At some point, it seems to me we need to get serious about images and stuff. And I was hoping that sort of Trump would grow with the job, in a manner of speaking. You know, he'd become a little more mature with the tweets and the other things. And, you know, Joe Biden is a great guy. Politically, I don't necessarily stand with him. And he's kind of a clown, a little bit of a klutz. But he's
the guy you want to sit next to at the bar and have a beer with and a conversation with while watching a baseball game.
Yep.
But you don't want him as your president.
No, but he's a good
guy. But he's a good person.
Yeah, right. I don't want Trump as my president. I don't want to.
I didn't want Hillary as my president. Day.
Where's my choice? Where I want to have some. Where is there?
Well, who
choice?
Would? But that's a good question though, and that's what people should be talking about. Who would be your choice?
My choice, at the moment. Well, I think
of those to choose
reality,
from.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Michael Bloomberg would be, in my estimation,
my choice.
The most fabulous president we've had since maybe Reagan. I actually thought Reagan was pretty good in most respects, not all respects, but in many respects. He made us feel good. And Clinton, I like Clinton too, frankly. I liked him because he made us feel good as Americans. Both Reagan and Clinton made us feel good as Americans. Since then, I haven't felt, I mean, I'm an American through and through, but do I?
I know what you mean, though.
There's a psyche.
Do you think
it's
not so much the person, but the position has been since the Clinton years, and the media and the cheapening of the definition
of what the president is?
Right, exactly. Yeah. I think it's become this all on attack all the time, so that everybody hates everything.
But you know, Clinton deserved. I mean, if it did start with him, he certainly deserved it.
Yeah. He wasn't just an innocent bystander.
And that's part of the reason that now conservatives look at Clinton like, okay, maybe he wasn't so bad. Because, you know what, Clinton really just kind of sat back.
He wasn't.
And he stole Newt Gingrich's contract with America.
Ideas.
And said, look, let's pass all these, and I'm going to take the credit for them. And everybody's like, okay. And it worked.
Right. Yeah. Right. He was very smart. One thing you can say about, in terms of, the intelligence quotient of recent presidents, I would say Clinton by far was the smartest. Jimmy Carter, very smart. I'm not saying the other presidents were dull, but they were better politicians in terms of being muscle. LBJ was basically the best of that ilk. I think he was the worst. I couldn't. He was a horrible president.
I think that in my lifetime, I think and maybe for the rest of my life, I don't think there will ever be, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but I don't think there will ever be a bigger quote unquote politician than Bill Clinton. To me, he is the quintessential politician.
Yeah, he was definitely a politician.
And again, I know that gets a very negative slant, and there were a lot of negatives to his wheeling and dealing in the way, and it depends on what the definition of is. I mean, come on, that's the most political thing anyone will ever say for the rest of my time on this earth, I think. Hmm. So, it's amazing that people still really did like him on both sides.
28 past the hour.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with a computerized wave ventilation unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants. With wave units, there are no buckets of water or filters, and they cost only pennies a day to run. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ask about our indoor air package that includes the Wave ventilation unit, plus a 6-stage portable air purifier. Dealer opportunities available. More information at dryhomenow.com. That's dryhomenow.com. Or call 888-782-WAVE. That's 888-782-WAVE.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Shastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Shastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shastaview. Homes in Shastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Shastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shastaview. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and we're joined by Walter M. Sterling, who is a Sterling National Talk, I guess he has a presence, he's a talk personality, a talk show host. And what good would a talk show host be if he didn't have an opinion? Is that correct, Dr. Sterling? You have an opinion you'd like to opine with us? Is that it?
Well, the only way that you get to know me is through my opinion, since you can't see my hair and my shirt. And when I'm looking at you, the only way you get to know me is through my opinion, as sad as they are.
Well, your opinions are your opinions. I will tell you, knowing you, that I'm not impressed often with your outfit or your hair, but I am impressed with your radio sustenance. That's why you're here, for radio sustenance. So you have heard us talking about the Trump-Putin meetings and all of the stuff, so I want to give you some time to sort of put it into perspective from your point of view, all of the hoopla. I've never asked you on the air about the feelings you have regarding news media coverage of things like this. Where do you think the right focus ought to be?
I have never heard anybody explain what exactly the Russians were supposed to have done. Russian interference with our election process. Russian interference with voting. Okay, I voted. There was no large woman serving borscht saying, please vote for this person, please. There was no, there were no communist flags on the way into the polling booth. I saw no stories presented to my email saying, this is who you should vote for. Thank you, the citizens of Russia. I have no idea what the hell they're talking about. And that's never been explained. So in journalism school, you're taught who, won, where, when, why. Five W's. Who, what, where, when, why. I don't know what the Russians were supposed to have done. And Lord knows I didn't see any influence in my polls. And that's the myopic view of the world that most of us have. Well, how did this affect me? Nobody took down the signs on the front of my yard and put up signs in Russian. No, nobody, no Russians followed me into the polling place. Nobody handed me gift coupons to Russian cuisine restaurants. I have no idea what they're talking about. That, to me, is the failure of, quote, the media. Now, my favorite part about the conversations about the media is that when a listener calls in and goes on the air with me or you, congratulations, they're the media. You and I, we're the media. And I love it. I love it when I hear bloviated hosts, not you, bloviated hosts who are making $80 million a year, and then they go play golf after their show, say, well, you know, the mainstream media. Let me help you, buddy. If you're making $80 million a year doing a talk show, you are the mainstream media. So I don't understand any of this. I don't know what the Russians did. I don't know what the mainstream media is, because the richest people on television or radio are the ones saying the mainstream media. Like, no, you're the mainstream media. You're it.
Mainstream media. I love that phrase, too, by the way. And do you think it's different? See, I refer to it as the news media. The media is all-encompassing. The media is the third estate, fourth estate, fifth estate. It's entertainment, it's movies, it's music. That's media for me. But I wonder how, if you were in Bozeman, Montana, how would your attitude be the same, Dr. Sterling, as it is here with us? Do you think the people in Bozeman think that they got hacked? You see, they didn't see any of the same things that you're talking about, but they think they got hacked.
That's what I don't understand.
What got hacked?
Nobody has said that Russian or external influence actually affected the results of the election. I don't know how they, unless somebody came into the voting booth with me and held my hand.
Why are we spending?
It was through social media, and it was through information that they spread that got people. So, for example, they would create fake Twitter and fake social and Facebook and fake email accounts that would disseminate information for or against whatever they wanted to do. And then that information would get shared on social media, and it would go viral. And all of these stories would end up going viral that they wanted to go viral. That's how they infiltrated the election, not in that they hacked into a voting booth and changed your vote.
So what? I've got dozens, maybe hundreds, of politically based ads from multiple sources.
And that's the problem. You read a story about Hillary Clinton, and you didn't research it, and you didn't find out that story was false.
I've got a 6-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 15-year-old. I don't have time to do research on
social
media.
That's
the problem.
I'm agreeing with you in that.
People just retweeted and reposted, things that were inaccurate.
Let me
a lot of people who were in the middle, though.
Statistic. You got me up
well, a lot of people who were in the middle did
with you
see
a
those
meaningful
things.
Statistic. Here's the statistic you need to know. The minute candidates announce, over 80% of the population in any situation, over 80% already knows who they're going to vote for. Over 80% have already made a decision, and it's not going to be changed. The amount that is spent on political advertising, the reason for political advertising is not to get you to change your mind because your mind's already made up. It's to inspire you to actually go and vote.
That's what its purpose is.
It's to take an action.
And to sway the 20% of people who haven't made up their mind, and they're the morons here.
Listen, it's an insane conversation. Let me tell you what's important. Here's what's important. We're 3 or 4 weeks away
from
the start of school.
Hold on. We specialize in insane conversations here, Walter. I want you to know that. If you're going to spend time with us, this all of what we do here is a recipe for insanity. Just keep that in mind. Please go ahead.
Mental patients arguing. Yes. Here's the real issue for me today. We're 3 or 4 weeks away from the beginning of school. My six-year-old's elementary school burned to the ground a week ago. They're trying to figure out where those kids should go. Plus, I go to Dollar Tree to try to find school supplies for them, and the 12-year-old announces that those aren't good enough. We have to go to Staples, where it's 10 times as much. The cost of school supplies is the main issue in my household right now.
Wait a minute. And you let your 12-year-old daughter dictate to you where you're going to spend money, what you're going to get? For her
and
school?
When your daughter was 12, that didn't happen?
Well, I'm not using me. I'm using you, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Moment,
of course. My 6-year-old, my 12-year-old, and my 15-year-old.
My daughter at 12 wouldn't have been caught dead in Dollar Tree, Dollar General, the 99-cent store.
No.
But as a mother, she goes there now.
Well, those are very different things.
Yes,
a Dollar Tree is a dollar. But the other ones, like Dollar General and all, this it says everything is a dollar or more. I'm like, isn't that a store? A dollar or more, but Dollar Tree, everything is a dollar. Of course I'd go there if I can get the same pen and pencils and pads.
Well, but you find out, this is an aside, when you go to those dollar stores, there has been some research done this year that suggests that even if you're only paying a dollar, many of the things are no bargain. They
Where
just
do the dollar stores
dollar.
Appear on the countdown? I'm looking for it right now, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is, number 11.
The biggest issue at a Dollar Tree or any of the dollar stores is that when you walk through the store, your feet stick to the floor.
Yes.
That's the big issue.
And you're likely to find a lot of illegal immigrants there. That's number 5 this week, Richie, and we'll get to that in a matter of moments here. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review with Walter Sterling and Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen with a thought on how to lose weight. Calitrin is the number one, the best choice for weight loss. I have found that out myself. All of us could use a little of this. I think, Richie, I was suggesting maybe in a loving way because I love you and I love your handles. This would be a good thing for you. I was at 184 when I came back from California in April. I am smooth if I'm not into nothing else.
It's a wonder you don't have a good woman in your house with you. It really is.
Thank you very much, Rich. Anyway, because I tell a woman this is a good way to rid yourself of the love handles?
The way you meet chicks, really, I dig it, man. It's so much
shocking
fun to watch.
Single.
I know.
It seems to be universal. I'm waiting for a shot from Walter now, too. Okay, so I lost from 184, I went to 172 using Calitrin. Calitrin, the essential active ingredient in Calitrin is collagen protein. Our body needs this protein, needs the collagen. It's the building block of your body. So as you get older, you have less of it, and therefore you start to spread out because the muscle isn't holding in what you're putting into your body, which is fat. You're accumulating fat. And these peptides, the collagen peptides, are not given a chance to work because you don't have as many of them. You need to supplement, and that's what Calitrin's main ingredient is.
I love science. Yeah, I love the way you explain that. Thank you.
Science. Okay, got it. But the bottom line is, if you don't care about science, this is the natural way, the healthy way for you to lose weight. That's the benefit. Bing, bang, boom, all the rest of it is window dressing. It works for me. It'll work for you. It's worked for so many people. Go to their website, toploss.com, and see what other people have to say. There are all kinds of things in there that will help you understand the science and what it does, how it works in your body. What you really care about is that it works. I'm telling you, it does, and so will hundreds or thousands of other people who are using Calitrin and have been for 20, 30 years. It's on the market at toploss.com. Can't get it in the store, only at toploss.com. Use the DJV code and you get 10% off whatever you buy. Plus, if you buy over 3 bottles, you get the fourth bottle free. Check the box for DJV when you're ordering Calitrin at toploss.com. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Countdown Show, with a list of the stories, the charts put together by the experts at Talkers Magazine every week. At number 10, the sports talk radio realities. A lot of focus this week on Major League Baseball, the All-Star Game. Number 9, the suit that MGM has started against the shooting victims. It seems to be not what it seems to be. So I can just kind of leave it at that. Number 8, Sacha Baron Cohen and all of the people that he's jobbing on his show. The Facebook Holocaust issue, it's a comment that has become, I don't know how to interpret it, but taken out of context, though, I think. Number 6, the trade war. Number 5, more focus on illegal immigration. 4, the NATO meeting. 3, the spy case, the Russians and that spy lady, Maria Butina, the investigation, the Russians, and Putin, number 2 and number 1. That's how it shapes up on the story list.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
A couple I know is sitting in their hot tub in the privacy of their secluded backyard when suddenly a man with a clipboard came wandering onto their patio, looking around and taking notes. They asked what he was doing, and he identified himself as an inspector from the Homeowners Association. He claimed the right to go anywhere on any property, with or without the owner's permission, any time he wants. But these homeowners look through the lens of liberty, and they understand their right to privacy enshrined in the Bill of Rights. They know that in America, even homeowners associations only get power from the consent of the governed. These owners did not consent, and that should make you boil. What have you allowed in your neighborhood?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. Calitrin works so easily. You take it at bedtime, and within the first 9 minutes after closing your eyes, your body will start rejuvenating. Calitrin works with your body's natural repair system to support and strengthen lean muscle tissue. Stimulate your body to produce more collagen on its own, more protein. By the way, right now you can get at toploss.com, a special deal from the folks that make Calitrin. It's a 10% offer that you, if you buy 1, 2, 3 bottles, you get 10% off using the code DJV. But once you bought 3, they give you a 4th one free. The website, toploss.com. Use the code DJV, and you'll get the 10% discount and the 4th bottle free. Calitrin. At toploss.com, use the code DJV for the special 10% offer.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list, officially, from Talkers Magazine, we try to go through this so you'll have the actual list in your mind as you're listening to our discussions in the hours of this program. At number 10 on the people list is Josh Hader, the focus on the tweets that he made this past week. Sacha Baron Cohen is at number 9. Mark Zuckerberg at 8. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, number 7. Interesting political career in front of her, perhaps. Barack Obama at number 6 with Joe Biden. Mueller at 5. Maria Butina, the Russian spy, at number 4. Dan Coats and Christopher Wary at number 3. Vladimir Putin, Pukin Putin Bad Vlad at 2. And the Donald. Anybody call Donald Trump the Donald anymore? I don't hear that often. That's it. List. Extraordinary list of people in the focus this week, thanks to Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 46 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Walter Sterling joining us this week. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan. We're going through some of the stories, not necessarily in order, and not necessarily all of them, Richie.
I kind of got that.
Yeah, you got that. The illegal immigration discussion. Is there anything new here? Walter, you're new to the program, so I'd appreciate your take on all the discussion regarding illegal immigration, how to fix the problem, or do we ever?
Well, the biggest news I learned this week about illegal immigration is that in 1948, Art Linkletter pleaded guilty to falsely claiming American citizenship. He was born in Canada. He's Canadian. And he claimed to be a U.S. citizen on job applications. He was dragged into court, pleaded guilty, paid a $500 fine, and given permission to apply for citizenship.
Really? Hey, that's, yeah. Now, for those of you who don't know who Art Linkletter was, he was one of the original prime pieces of television real estate that made it big. He was somebody that everybody loved. He was the host of this show and that show. He was, I think, what the best show he was, People Are Funny, I think. Wasn't that the best show he did?
Yeah.
One that most people knew. But he really set the tone for a lot of other things that were done on television.
Question, Victoria, do you know who Art Linkletter is?
I definitely know the name. I might not be able to tell you a whole lot more than that.
Okay.
Something in TV,
knew?
Radio, broadcasting,
well,
I mean, that's
he
kind
joins,
of what I would say.
At that time, there were a whole bunch of young Canadians, a young fellow named Lauren Green, Leslie right. Nielsen, William Shatner, all came down together from Canada on the same bus to make their way in Hollywood. And
going to be famous, eh?
Yeah. They were the first illegal immigrants. That's a very interesting story, Walter. Thank
but
you.
But the other part of that story is he was incredibly rich, but not from his TV and radio work. He was incredibly rich because he hosted the show that featured the opening of Disneyland, and Walt Disney could not afford to pay him. And he made a deal. He said, look, give me the rights to the concession stands for cameras and film in Disneyland
really?
For 20.
Oh,
and that's
that.
How he got paid to host a TV show, the opening of Disneyland. He owned the concession stands for film in Disneyland. Now, does anybody remember film?
No. Yeah, right. But that was a stroke of genius. And there have been a lot of people who have done that. He was also bought a lot of real estate, like a lot of those guys did early on,
right.
And made lots of dough. We found out a lot of things about a few of the items this week on the countdown. The Talk Radio Review with Doug and Walter and Victoria and Rich, 10 before the hour.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's time for a Tech Talk review. Top five items from the world of technology this week, having been studied by Victoria Keelan. We let her carry the ball here, starting from number five, moving to number one at five. is the ban, or I guess the former ban, on the Chinese company ZTE, right, Victoria?
Yes, this has been this was kind of surprising news this week. The U.S. Department of Commerce lifted the ban on export sales to the Chinese company ZTE, allowing them to operate again. Now, you may remember a few months ago, this company went bankrupt because the U.S. intelligence community said that they're using these burner phones to spy on Americans, and there was a lot of evidence that that's exactly what they were doing. So the government got involved, said, okay, no ZTE products are allowed to be sold to American consumers, and then the company was, I guess, obviously in jeopardy of going bankrupt. President Trump stepped in for some reason and said, we're going to save ZTE. No one really knew why. Then it kind of went back and forth, and now the Department of Commerce gave them a whole list of restrictions and demands in order to lift the ban. Apparently, they have met those demands, which included paying $1 billion in fines, another $400 million in escrow, and the money will stay in escrow for 10 years, during which U.S. inspectors will have full access to ZTE sites. So whether that actually works or not, I don't know. I personally do not see a reason why we needed to save this company or why we need to do business with them at all, but we'll see.
Me too. I'm with you. Well, let's see.
There are too many other companies that we don't need them. So,
who needs to support that kind of stuff?
Yeah,
I'm standing
exactly.
With Chinese products, period. Okay. Yep. Number four is a focus on a deal between two biggies.
Mm-hmm. Walmart and Microsoft joined forces this week against Amazon. Now, they signed a 5-year deal and it will boost Walmart's use of Microsoft's cloud services, and they'll work together on artificial intelligence, machine learning projects. Now, this will help all of Walmart's online business. This will help their, they are trying to compete with the shipping that Amazon has. Walmart is as powerful, or could be as powerful, as Amazon. They really just haven't had their act together, though. So, I think bringing on Microsoft as a partner will do wonders for Walmart, and you may actually see them becoming a real threat to Amazon. One of the things that people don't realize, Amazon has a cloud service that racked up $5 billion in sales in the first quarter of 2018 alone, and that's something that people don't realize. Microsoft is in the cloud business as well, so now Microsoft is not going to team up with Amazon for obvious reasons. They're just, that's not going to work. So Amazon teaming up with Walmart, it'll be interesting to see where that goes, because that could actually boost Microsoft's business as well, having a huge client like Walmart.
Number three on the countdown of the most important technical stories this week is a focus on Microsoft.
Well, Microsoft and facial recognition use, this is a really big story that's going to be developing over the next year. Microsoft urged Congress this week to put more regulation on facial recognition technology. This really is not something we ever hear from a technology company going to the government saying, hey, we'd really like you to monitor what we're doing even more. But as the New York Times pointed out, this is not a common thing for tech companies to do, but this could be a way for Microsoft to get ahead of potential government-imposed regulations if they start working with them now. Facial recognition software is something that a lot of people either love or are terrified by. Now, Apple has on their iPhone 10 facial recognition software that allows you to log into your phone. So every time I pick up my iPhone 10, it scans my face to give me access. And so a lot of people are worried that this could turn into a new Minority Report like the movie. So it's interesting that Microsoft wants the government involved. It probably means they'll be working towards some sort of exclusive deal with them.
Number two,
teenagers who frequently use digital media are more likely to develop attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, according to a new study that came out this week. This was big news. In 2014, scientists at UCLA, or at the University of Southern California, did a 2-year study, and basically every horrible thing that they thought would happen happened. And kids are using way too much media, and it is absolutely messing with their brains.
Mm-hmm. Not good stuff. All right, Prime Day, Amazon's Prime Day this week. Number one, what do we have?
Well, Amazon Prime was a massive success this year. The company said its holiday of deals was the biggest shopping event in Amazon history. Sales exceeded Cyber Monday, Black Friday, and last year's Prime Day. Prime members bought more than 100 million products this year. And the 23andMe DNA test, Instant Pots, and personal water filters were the top three items in the U.S.
Pretty amazing, isn't it, huh? The amount of money running through that company and what people buy at retail or off price, just as amazing how much the consumer spends in this country. Pretty good news. All right, thank you, Victoria. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The suspected gunman and at least one woman are dead after a shooting outside a Toronto, Canada restaurant around 10 o'clock Sunday night. At least nine people transported to the hospital. One was a child. She was transported to a pediatric trauma center. A witness who was standing near the scene told CTV he heard about 20 shots and the sound of the weapon being reloaded repeatedly. President Trump says Sunday that newly released documents relating to the wiretapping of his one-time campaign advisor Carter Page confirm with little doubt, in his words, that intelligence agencies misled the courts that approved the warrant. Congressman Trey Gowdy tells Fox News Sunday he's bothered by the request for surveillance of Page seem to rely so heavily on the dossier that Democrats had paid for.
I don't have an issue with looking into people that have cozy relationships with Russia. That's fine. That's what law enforcement's supposed to do. I do have an issue when you rely on political opposition research that is unvetted and you represent that to a court and use it to spy on an American.
Open government advocates are alarmed by public officials' increasing use of digital tools that can make text and email messages. The executive director of the National Freedom of Information Coalition says technologies such as private messaging apps undermine state open government laws. VFW convention opens this week. President Trump is among the featured speakers.
On Tuesday, the president will visit Kansas City, Missouri to speak at the VFW gathering. It will be his first address to the group as president. Mr. Trump has made care for veterans a priority of his administration. Missouri is also the scene of a closely watched U.S. Senate race pitting Republican State Attorney General Josh Hawley against Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. Greg Clugston, The White House.
You can check out more news and get more analysis. They're both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200? $300? Or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20.
Correspondent Zara Shackley reports British police say a three-year-old boy suffered severe burns on his face and arm during a suspected acid attack that investigators think
was deliberate.
Police are working to identify the substance that burned the child on Saturday at a discount store in Worcester, England. A 39-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of conspiracy to cause grievous bodily harm. Three others are being sought for questioning, and police have released photos to generate public tips. The boy is hospitalized and he has not been identified. Zaria Shackley, London.
Ride-sharing company Uber is suspending a driver who recorded hundreds of St. Louis area riders without their permission and streamed the live video. The 32-year-old man has given about 700 rides in the area since March, said he was just trying to capture the natural interactions between himself and the passengers, but some riders said they felt their privacy had been violated. More on these stories at townhall.com. Philadelphia's tax on soda and other sweetened drinks has been upheld.
Pennsylvania's highest court rejected a challenge by merchants in the beverage industry. The state Supreme Court ruled the 1.5 cent per ounce levy is aimed at distributors and dealers and does not illegally duplicate another tax. The four-justice majority said the state taxes sales at the retail level, a cost that falls directly on consumers, but the beverage tax applies to distributor and dealer-level transactions.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The house where civil rights icon Rosa Parks sought refuge after fleeing the South amid death threats is scheduled for auction this week with a minimum bid of about $1 million. The auction July 26th in New York. The tiny wood-framed house was built in Detroit and was moved. It was then displayed in Rhode Island and is currently in storage. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top...
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new vines, new products, new briar pipes, and, of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory, with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIP. PC.
I'm Greg Bell, and up first, a comic strip character comes to radio as we have Bob Hastings as Riverdale High School student Archie Andrews. And then later, we live the life of Riley. In addition to Bob Hastings, this opening one features Alice Yorman and Ian Martin as his parents, Harlan Stone as Jughead, Rosemary Rice as Betty, and Gloria Mann as Veronica. It's from November 13th, 1948.
Archie, relax.
Yes, here he is again, the youngster millions of readers of Archie Comics magazine know and love so well. Archie Andrews and all his gang.
Well, it's evening as we look in on the Andrews home, an especially quiet and peaceful evening. We find the entire family sitting in the living room. Mr. Andrews is reading his newspaper.
The president said that there was...
Mrs. Andrews is doing some sewing. And the pride and joy of the Andrews family, our boy Archie, is reading a comic book. Yes, all is indeed peaceful and quiet in Riverdale tonight. But for how long? Well...
Fred. Fred.
Yes, dear.
What time is it?
Time? Oh, it's exactly. It's exactly. It's exactly. Archie. Archie.
Yes, Dad?
I am trying to tell your mother the time, so if you must laugh, do it more quietly, please.
Oh, okay, Dad.
Mary, it's exactly... Oh, fine. Archie,
oh, okay,
I...
Okay, Dad, okay.
Okay. Mary, it's exactly 9 o'clock. Why?
Oh, no reason, dear. Just happen to wonder what time it is.
Oh, fine.
Oh, gee, that was a swell story in this comic book. Dad?
Yes, Archie?
What time is it?
Oh, great. Archie, I just told your mother the time. Didn't you hear me?
Oh, no, Dad, I was reading.
Oh, well, it's 9 o'clock.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
You're welcome.
Only 9 o'clock? Boy, it sure feels late. Oh, I'm getting sleepy.
Oh, Archie, cover your mouth when you yawn.
Oh, yes, Mom.
Oh, well, I guess I'm getting sleepy, too. Yeah. For Pete's sake, Archie, what are you yawning about?
Oh, gee whiz, Dad, I can't help it if I have to yawn.
All right, but do it more quietly, please. Oh.
Yes, Dad.
Mary, what are you yawning about?
Oh, I can't help it, dear. Seeing Archie yawn makes me yawn.
Oh, fine. Well, he isn't yawning. Archie, will you please stop that?
Oh, gee whiz, Dad. Seeing Mom yawn makes me yawn.
Oh, fine. First you yawn, so your mother yawns, and you yawn. That grief you got me doing it now.
Oh, it's making me do it. Me too.
Now, just a minute. Now, let's put a stop to this merry-go-round once and for all. Everybody stop yawning.
Yes, dear. Yes, Dad.
Okay. Archie.
Okay, Dad, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but the trouble is, Dad, that I don't have anything to do.
Well, if you haven't anything to do and you're sleepy, why don't you go to bed?
Go to bed?
Yes, go to bed. A good night's sleep for a change wouldn't hurt you. In fact, we all ought to go to bed.
But, Dad, who ever heard of going to bed at 9 o'clock?
And what is so early about 9 o'clock? You know, if you must know, young man, it so happens that when I was a boy, we went to bed with the cows and got up with the roosters.
Gee, wasn't it uncomfortable?
It certainly was. Archie, it was not uncomfortable. I mean, that was just a way of saying we went to bed at sundown and got up at sunrise.
Gee, you did?
Yes, we did. And did it hurt us?
Well.
What?
Oh, I say, that's what makes you look so well.
Yes, you're darn right. Best thing in the world for people is to get a good night's sleep. Yes, sir. In fact, we'll all go to bed right now.
But, Dad, I'm not tired.
Archie, I...
Oh, okay, Dad, okay, okay. So we'll go to bed early.
Shall I turn out the light, Fred?
Just a moment, dear. Just a moment. As soon as I get my slippers off and get into bed.
Fred, what was that?
I knocked a book off the night table.
Oh, all right. Sounded like you were wearing 3 slippers.
3 slippers? Now, Mary, who ever heard of a silly thing
Never
like
mind,
that?
Never mind, dear. Can I turn off the lights now?
Yes, dear.
All right. Good night, dear.
Good night, dear.
Good night, Mom! Good night, Dad!
Good night, son.
Good night, dear.
Yes, sir. This was a great idea.
Yes, dear.
Nothing like going to bed early.
Yes, dear.
Good night's rest does a man a world of good.
Yes,
Wake
dear.
Wake up feeling fresh and chipper.
Fred.
Did you, huh?
If we're going to sleep, let's go to sleep instead of talking about it all night.
Oh, yes, dear. Yes, yeah, you're right. Good night, dear.
Good night.
Gee whiz.
Oh, great.
Archie, what's the matter?
I can't sleep.
Archie, of course you can't sleep. You've only been in bed for half a minute.
I know, but I'm uncomfortable in there. The room is so hot.
Well, for pity's sake, open the window if it's too hot in your room.
Gee whiz, I never thought of that.
Oh, great.
I'll go open the window right now. I never thought of that before.
Mary, sometimes that boy acts like he
never
was about
mind,
half...
Never mind, dear. Good night.
Good night, dear. Oh, good grief. What was that?
Archie opening his window.
Oh. For a minute, I thought he fell out of bed and broke his...
He didn't fall out of bed. He just opened the window like we told him to.
Okay. But does he have to slam it open like he was trying to tear the house apart?
Fred,
our windows are built so they slide open gently, you know.
Fred,
he's
going
to break the window one of these days if he keeps that up.
Fred, all right. You can talk to him about it in the morning, but let's get to sleep.
All right, dear. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Gee whiz.
Oh, fine. Archie, what now?
I still can't sleep.
Well, Archie, is it still hot in that room with the window wide open?
No, it's too cold.
One, two, three, four. Archie.
Yes, Dad?
Archie, I have a great idea of how to solve the problem of your cold room.
Well, yes, Dad.
Of course, I admit that it's a rather difficult, unusual, and highly original plan, but I think you're capable of executing it.
Yes, Dad.
Close the window.
Gee whiz, Dad, I thought of that, but then it'll get too hot again.
Archie, look. Huh? The room was hot. But now that you've opened that window wide, you've cooled off the entire house. Besides, I lowered the heat for the night when we came upstairs, so it won't get hot again and your room should be comfortable.
Okay, Dad. I'll go close the window now.
Oh.
Good night, Dad. Good night, Mom.
Mary, that boy, he can be the most...
Fred, let's not spend all night arguing about Archie. Boys are boys. Now go to sleep.
All right, dear. All right. Oh, good night.
Good night.
Oh, good grief. Mary, did you hear that?
Fred,
I... What is that boy trying to do? Rip the window right out of the frame?
Fred, I...
Why doesn't he just take a hammer and smash it? That's what he wants to do.
All right, Fred. You should have told him about opening and closing the window gently.
Should have told...
Besides, he's been slamming the window that way for years, and he hasn't broken it yet.
Oh, me, all right, Mary, all right. Let's forget the whole thing before my blood pressure boils over. Good night.
Good night.
Gee whiz.
Now what's the matter? Is your room too lukewarm?
Gee whiz, no, Dad. My room's just fine.
Then why don't you stay there?
Because this darn old alarm clock is keeping me awake.
Oh, fine. Archie, you have had that alarm clock for 10 years. Why does it suddenly bother you tonight?
I don't know. It seems louder tonight. Just listen to that.
Archie, if the clock's bothering you, leave it in here and I'll wake you in the morning.
Okay, Mom. Thanks, Mom.
Put it on the dressing table.
Okay. There.
All right, dear.
Thanks, Mom. I think I can sleep. Good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
Good night, dear.
Good night. Oh, Mary,
Mom.
I don't... Oh, no.
Yes, dear?
Don't forget to wake me.
I won't.
Oh, Mary,
okay.
I don't... Archie, will you please go to sleep?
Okay, Dad, okay.
Okay. Oh, Mary, I don't...
Good night.
Good night. Oh, Mary, I don't
Fred,
know
what... I absolutely refuse to hear a word.
Yes, but
the boy
that...
isn't trying to be difficult.
Yes, but,
he's just too wide awake at this hour.
Yes, but he's...
Going to bed so early was your idea.
But
and getting
I...
all upset over Archie isn't helping anything. Now, for pity's sake, let's get to sleep.
All right, Mary, all right. I promise not to say another word. Good night.
Good night.
Mary.
Yes, dear?
You know, that clock is loud.
Fred, ignore it.
Mary, how can you ignore that? Just listen to that thing.
Well, Fred, if it bothers you that much, do something with it.
All right, I will. I'll take it back to Archie's room.
Oh, Fred, no, then he won't be able to sleep.
Well, what else could I do with this frustrated time bomb?
Well, put it in a drawer.
Drawer?
Yes, then we won't hear it. Put it in the bottom drawer of the bureau. That's empty.
Oh, all right, dear. That's a good idea. All right. That's better. Maybe now we can get some sleep.
Yes, dear. Good night.
Good night. Oh, good grief. What's that?
Oh, dear. The clock. Making more noise than it did before.
Oh, great. Mary, that noise will drive me out of my mind in no time. I take it out of that drawer. Goodness. There. That's better than that tom-tom effect. Well, now what'll I do with it?
Well, Fred, just put it in the clothes closet and close the door. That should muffle it.
Good idea. I'll try it. Good. Well... it works. And that settles the problem of the noisy alarm clock. Now maybe we can get to sleep.
Yes, dear.
Oh,
good night.
Good night, dear. Oh, good grief. The clock, the clock. I must have hit the alarm button.
Oh, hurry, Fred. Get it off.
Yes, however. Yes. Oh, got it. Oh, Mary, how...
What was that?
Oh, my God. Archie, that was just the alarm on your clock. It happened to go off.
Oh, gee, I started to doze off there for a minute, and when I heard the alarm, I thought it was morning already.
Archie, it isn't morning, so go back to bed, and believe me, I'm very sorry it woke you.
Oh, that's okay, Dad. Good night.
Good night. Oh, Mary, I tell you, I've never seen anything like this. One thing after
Fred,
another...
Fred, please stop grumbling and let's get to sleep.
Mary, that's exactly what I would like nothing better than.
What?
Nothing, dear, nothing, nothing. Good night.
Good night.
Dad!
Oh, no, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I absolutely don't believe it.
Fred,
I...
if you hadn't set that alarm off, he'd be sound asleep by this time.
Oh, me. What is it now, Archie?
Well, nothing, Dad, but I just remembered I forgot to brush my teeth before I went to bed.
Oh, good heavens. Archie, what do you want me to do, brush them for you?
Gee whiz, no, Dad, I only thought I should...
Archie, I don't care what you thought. Go brush your teeth. Comb them, too, for all I care.
Gee whiz, Dad, that's silly. Who ever heard of combing your teeth?
Archie,
okay,
I...
Okay, Dad, okay, okay. It'll just take me a minute.
You're listening to Archie Andrews. We'll be back after this short break.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Back to Archie Andrews on WIN Radio One.
Oh, Mary, have you ever in all your life heard of anything like this?
Well, you can't blame the boy. All his life he's taught him to brush his teeth morning and night. Now, what else do you expect?
Some sleep, Mary. I expect some sleep.
You get some, dear. This can't go on all night.
How do you know?
Oh, Fred, stop being silly and get to sleep.
Yes, dear. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, good grief.
Oh, Archie, what was that?
I dropped the bathroom glass.
Oh, great. Archie, do you have to get in all the trouble in the world at this time of the night?
Well, gee whiz, Dad, I didn't mean to, but my hands were wet when I went to
Archie,
your house.
Archie, I don't care. I don't care for the gruesome details of the rise and the fall of our bathroom glass. Just go pick up the pieces and go to sleep.
And don't cut yourself, dear.
Okay, Mom, I won't.
His hands were wet. And it's
Fred, forget it.
Well, Mary, you act as if staying awake was my idea. I came up here to go to sleep.
Fred, I said forget it.
All right, dear. It's forgotten.
Okay, Mom, I got all the glass picked up, and I wiped the floor with a rag to be sure to get all the little pieces.
All right, dear. That's fine. Good night.
Good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
Good night. Good night.
Good night, dear.
Good night.
Fred. Fred, what's that?
What's what?
The noise.
What noise?
That noise. Sounds like water dripping.
Mary, I don't hear... Oh, good grief. It is water dripping.
Oh, dear. Archie left the water in the bathroom dripping. Fred, you'll have to go shut off the faucet.
Shut off the... Look, Mary, Archie left it dripping. Let him go and shut
Fred,
it off.
Fred, the boy's in bed now. Let him stay there.
All right, dear, all right. I'll go shut off the faucet. But so help me, Hannah. This is the last time I'm getting out of bed tonight.
That man, I don't know what...
Ah! Oh,
Fred,
what is it? Oh, my foot! Oh, my foot!
Fred, what's the matter? What happened?
I don't know. I cut my foot.
What happened?
Oh,
what did you cut your foot?
Mary... Must have been a piece of glass left on the floor.
Gee whiz, I thought I got it all picked up.
Serves you right for walking around barefooted.
Mary, is this any time for lectures when I'm wounded and dying?
You're not wounded and dying. Here, let me see your foot.
Here.
Oh, it's just a little tiny scratch.
Yeah, but it's an awful big foot.
Archie, leave my big feet out of this. Mary, is the glass still in it?
Yes, dear. Oh. Just a tiny sliver. I'll take it right out. There. How's that?
Well, that's better. Is it bleeding, Mary?
No, dear, but I suppose we'd better put some iodine on it anyway. Oh. Archie, get the iodine out of the medicine cabinet.
Yes, ma'am. Look out that so I can get out the cabinet.
Oh, never mind, Archie. I'll get it myself.
Gee. Dropped a few things, didn't you?
Archie,
Andrews, what have you done?
Oh, Mary, I didn't
just
do it.
Just look at that.
Yes, but Mary,
just
I'm sorry.
Just look at my iodine, mercuricone, toothpaste, cold cream, hair tonic, cough syrup, and corn pads.
Mary, I
rubbing
didn't...
alcohol, witch hazel, mineral oil, lipstick, and nose drops.
Mary, please don't...
Mascara, Band-Aid, shaving lotion, nail polish, aspirin, and Vaseline.
Mary, I wish...
Epsom razor blades, bicarbonate, santan oil, vitamin peel, cod liver oil...
Would you mind telling me just what you hope to gain by reciting a whole catalog of drug supplies?
Well, I
know it's an awful mess, dear, but it was an accident, and I couldn't help it, and I apologize. And tomorrow, I'll personally go down and buy out another drugstore for you.
Oh, yes, dear. But I suppose it's silly to get so upset. It's just that some of those jars and bottles have been in the family for years.
Yes, dear, and just like some of our relatives, they're not worth a thing. For Pete's sake, let's forget about it and get me out of this.
Get you out of this?
Yes, Mary. I'm standing here barefooted, remember? I don't dare move until they clean up all this broken glass.
Oh, dear.
Well, gee whiz, that's right. You better not move an inch, Dad. You'll chop yourself to pieces.
Oh.
I know that. But quit standing there crying over spilled iodine.
Yes, dear. Just stay right there, Fred. Archie, come with me.
Okay, Mom.
You get a broom out of the broom closet and then go up and sweep up all that broken glass.
Uh-huh.
I'm going down to the basement and get a bucket of hot water and soap to mop up all that stuff before it stains the floor up there.
Yeah, you'd better, Mom.
And you better take a dustpan up, too, Archie.
Okay, Mom, I will. Let's see now. Vacuum, carpets. Here's the broom and the dustpan.
Archie, hurry. I can't stand here all night.
Oh, I'm coming, Dad. I'll be there. Oh, gee whiz. Now, who can that be at a time like this? Hello.
Hello, Archie.
Gee, Veronica, it's good to hear your voice, too.
Oh, Archie, you say the sweetest thing.
Only to you, Veronica.
Oh, Archie.
But tell me, Veronica, how come you're calling at this hour?
Mary!
This hour? Archie, it's only a little after 9 o'clock.
Oh, gee whiz, that's right. I forgot we went to bed early.
Went to bed? You don't mean you're over asleep?
Oh, no, Veronica. Not asleep yet. But we've been trying to get to sleep.
Archie!
Oh, I'm sorry I disturbed you, Archie.
Gee, Veronica, you didn't disturb me. I'm always glad to hear from you.
Well, the reason I called, Archie...
Yes?
Well, I don't have anything to do tonight, and I thought we might go for a walk or something.
Mary!
Gee, wish you did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, gee, I wish I'd known that. I'd never have gone to bed so early.
Archie!
But you can't get out now.
Gee, was no, Veronica. I'm in my pajamas.
Mary!
Oh, that's a shame, Archie. Looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, me too. But how about tomorrow night? We'll go to a movie or something.
Oh, I'd love to do that, Archie.
Archie.
Okay, it's a date.
Fine. Well, you better get back to bed, Archie.
Okay, Veronica, and thanks for calling.
Mary.
Oh, that's all right. Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams to you, Veronica.
Archie.
Nighty-night.
Nighty-night. Mary. Bye now. Bye. Oh, that Veronica. What a girl.
Archie,
what
the glass swept up?
I did, huh? Oh, the glass. Gee whiz, Mom, I forgot all about it.
Forgot about it?
Yeah, the phone rang as I was going up, and it was Veronica. And I forgot all about Dad waiting up there.
Oh, for pity's sake. Archie, you mean your father's been standing there all this time?
Somebody. Anybody.
Gee whiz, I guess so, Mom.
Oh, dear. Archie, give me that broom. I'll sweep up that glass myself. You bring up that scrub bucket. Fred, I'm coming.
Okay, Mom, but I was going to sweep up the glass. Honest, I was. Gee whiz, what's everybody so excited about? I might as well bring this bucket up. She was now wise. She was Jughead.
Who'd you expect, Sleeping Beauty?
No, Jughead, I didn't expect Sleeping Beauty or you either. What are you doing here?
I just got out of the movies and it was such a swell picture, I thought I'd stop by and tell you about it.
Well, Jughead...
You ought to go see it.
Well, Jughead...
It's about good guys and bad guys and shooting.
Jughead. Oh, it got me, dang it.
Jughead, will you please...
Oh, I'm dying.
Well, Jughead, don't... Jughead! Huh? Look, that sounds like a very interesting picture, but I don't want to hear about it right now. I'm trying
Why
to...
Why not?
Because I'm trying...
Don't you always tell me about the pictures you see?
Yes,
and
but
don't
I'm...
I always listen?
Yes,
a
but
fine
I'm...
fine friend you are, a fine friend.
Oh, me, Jughead, look. I can't stand here in the doorway arguing with you all night. Come in and I'll explain what the trouble is. Come on in.
Well, okay, but...
Jug, look out for that bucket! Gee whiz, Jughead, did you hurt yourself? Here,
no.
Get up.
Is that a nice way to treat a friend?
Jug, I didn't do it on purpose.
Just because I want to tell you about a movie, do you have to douse me with a bucket of water?
Jug, I didn't...
No, look at me. Just look at me. Wet pants.
Jughead, look. I didn't push you, and I didn't want you to get your pants all wet. It was an accident. Now, for Pete's sake, don't just sit there yelling your head off.
But how am I going to go home in wet pants?
Jughead, you don't have to go home in wet pants. Take those pants off and I'll lend you a pair of my slacks.
Well, okay.
Okay. Now come on up as soon as you get them off and I'll get the slacks for you.
Okay, but it's a fine thing. A fine thing.
Oh, boy, that Jughead.
Archie, what's been keeping you?
Mom, I had a little trouble with Jughead.
Archie, never mind Jughead. I've got the glass swept up and I want to scrub this floor, so hand me that bucket.
Okay, Mom, but I want
to... Archie, what happened to the soapy water I had in this bucket?
Mom, I'm trying to tell you we had a little accident.
Another accident?
Yes, Dad. You see, Jughead sounds...
Hello, Jughead. Good grief, Jughead. Where are your pants?
Where are yours?
Oh, I left them on the night... Jughead! Never mind where my pants are. I'm wearing this nightshirt because I've been trying to go to sleep for the past half hour. But what are you doing running around here in your undershorts?
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you, Dad. Jug tripped over the bucket of water and got his pants all wet.
Oh, for pity's sake.
And am I cold?
Archie, let Jughead wear your gray slacks.
I am, Mom. I was just going to get them for him.
Well, they just came back from the tailor's and they're down in the hall closet. Jug, run down there and get them.
She was okay. It's a fine thing when you come visiting a friend. He trips you with a bucket of water, and then he makes you come upstairs and then go downstairs. It's a fine thing.
Jughead, if you're talking to us, we can't hear you.
I was just talking to myself, Mrs. Andrews. Are those slacks in the front hall closet?
Yes, Jughead.
Okay. Fine thing. I have to... Excuse me, who can that be? Gee, Betty.
Hello, Jughead. What are you...
Jughead, where are your pants?
I forgot all about that, Betty. I'll answer the door, Jughead, if you get... Oh, gee whiz, Betty.
Archie, what are you doing in your pajamas?
Oh, gee whiz, I forgot about my pajamas. Oh, Betty, I was...
Crap, my friend, I got... Betty!
Oh, Mrs. Andrews, what are you doing in your bathrobe?
Betty, I was just getting ready to go to sleep, and it's so
strange. What's going on down here, anyway?
Mr. Andrews, what are you doing in that nightshirt?
Well, what's wrong with his nightshirt?
Well, nothing, Mr. Andrews, but why is everybody undressed?
Now, Betty,
I'm not undressed. I just got my pants wet.
Let me...
to go to bed early.
Archie, would you please...
Betty, I have to finish cleaning up that floor.
Mary, will you...
Sorry, I hope I didn't disturb you.
Betty, would you please... Jughead, I... Mary, Jughead. Archie, Jughead. Mary, Archie, Jughead. Quiet. Quiet.
He got me all wet.
That's better. Now listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Yes, dear.
Yes, Fat.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fine. Now, it so happens that half an hour ago, I decided to go to bed and get a good night's sleep for a change. But why couldn't I? Why?
Crumbs in the bed?
Yes, I had some crackers before it... No! Jughead, be quiet.
Okay.
I couldn't get to bed because of Archie. Archie can't sleep. Archie says his room is awfully warm. It's too cold in this room. The clock is too loud. He wants to brush his teeth. He's got to talk to his friends on the phone. Then Jughead nearly drowns in a bucket of water.
Who nearly drowned? I can swim.
Jughead, be quiet.
Okay.
Now, I've had enough of this nonsense. I am going to sleep, and I'm going to sleep right now. Is that clear?
Yes, Mr. Andrew.
Yes, dear.
Yes, Dad. Good night.
Oh, Jughead, get those pants on and go home right now.
Oh, I am.
And Betty, I don't know what you came over here for, and I hate to be so abrupt, but you'll just have to come back tomorrow.
All right, Mr. Andrews. Come on, Jughead.
Okay, Betty. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
All right. Now, Mary, you'll scrub that floor in the morning.
Oh, but Fred, I have
no
to.
No buts about it, dear. We're going to go to sleep right now, and that's final. The floor will wait.
Yes, dear.
All right. And Archie, I want you to go straight to your room, get into bed, and stay there. You hear?
Yes, Dad.
I don't care whether your room is hot, cold, or indifferent. Go to sleep.
Yes, Dad.
All right. Good night.
Good night, Dad. Good night, Mom.
Good night, Archie.
Oh, now, Mary, let's go to sleep.
Yes, dear.
Oh, turn out the light.
Yes, dear. Good night.
Good night, dear. Mary.
Yes, dear?
You know something?
Yes, dear?
I can't sleep. Is this room awfully warm?
Now, Fred Andrews, well, don't you
I
dare start
you
that
the room
all over
too
again.
Warm. That's all. I can't feel well.
It's an hour later, and after a few little difficulties with Mr. Andrews opening and closing windows, everyone finally got to sleep.
Oh, Fred.
Yeah.
Fred, telephone's ringing.
I didn't know that.
Fred, answer that.
Oh,
gee whiz, now who can be calling up at this hour? Huh?
Archie, you going to answer that?
Yes, Bob, I'll get it.
All right, dear.
That's a fine thing.
Oh. Hello, Archie, this is Jughead.
Jughead, what do you want?
Well, I just remembered that movie I thought you might want to go see. I never told you the name of it.
Oh, great, Jughead, did you call just for that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, fine. All right, Jug. What's the name of it?
The Big Sleep.
Yes. Oh, no!
You've been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Zampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie was played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Alice Uhrman and Arthur Cole, Veronica and Betty by Yvonne Mann and Rosemary Rice. This program is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Listen next Saturday for more of The Merry Adventures of Archie Andrews. This is Bob Sherry wishing you all a very pleasant weekend. So long.
From November 13th, 1948. I'm Greg Bell, and next on WIN Radio was William Bendix and Paula Winslow's star in The Life of Riley. Right after this break.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
William Conrad stars as the U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers. He's the first man they look for and the last man they want to meet.
It wears a man down, living from day to day, waiting for a bullet in the back, and not knowing who to expect it from or when.
When folks come to Dodge, trouble often rides in with them. Young men making rash decisions, old men with old scores to settle, and hired guns with a very specific job to do.
You're marshal now, huh?
And you've sold your gun to quarter here. Is that right?
That's right.
So you're here to kill me?
Yeah. I'm here to kill you.
Step inside the Long Branch Saloon for 20 digitally restored and remastered episodes from 1954. Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers is regularly $39.98, but WIN Radio WAS listeners can get it today for only $24.98. That's a savings of $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE77.
All right, get your hands in the air, Tolliver. All of you.
You're coming.
I can't see.
Order Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE77. When this offer is over, it won't be back. Don't let this collection ride off into the sunset without you.
It's the end of a lot of things, sister. A lot of things.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Thousands of charities, from international organizations to local churches, raise money through silent auctions, often featuring gift baskets donated by supporters. They frequently include bottles of wine, beer, or other spirited prizes. But it turns out that in many states, the liquor laws prohibit such baskets, especially in places like churches or community centers that have no liquor license, even if the bottles remain unopened. The legislature in one state, Colorado, is about to repeal that old law and leave charitable fundraisers free to do their best. Many of these legislators have looked through the lens of liberty and realized that fundraising ideas are not the government's business. But many states still require permits and fees for such events. If your state is one of them, it's time for you to act.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to WIN Radio WAS. This next comedy series aired on radio from the mid-1940s into the early 50s. Then in 1953, star William Bendix continued his portrayal of Chester Riley in a six-season television run. Two different supporting casts were used, though. In this upcoming radio broadcast, you'll hear Paula Winslow as Peg, Barbara Eiler as Babs, and John Brown as Digger O'Dell. It's from December 15th, 1950.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon? What else?
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, million favor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. Nationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. One of the best-known features of modern American journalism is the column, found in many daily newspapers, that is known as the roaming reporter. You've probably read this column or a similar one in your own daily paper. And you've probably often asked yourself, where do they find these jerks? Well, let's follow the roaming reporter as he starts his daily assignment on one of Los Angeles' busy streets.
Pardon me, madam. I'm the roaming reporter. Do you have a moment?
Sorry, I'm in a hurry.
Oh, I beg your pardon, sir.
Yes?
I'm the roaming reporter. Would you...
Sorry, I'm busy.
Busy, busy. Everybody's busy.
Pardon me, fella. Can I be of any help to you?
Oh, you certainly can. I'm the roaming reporter. Do you have a moment?
Well, let's see. It's 8:55. I'm due at work at 9. Yeah, I got all the time in the world.
And now you know how they find them. But let's listen.
Are you familiar with the roaming reporter feature in the Daily Star?
Is that the one where you stop people on the street and you ask them their opinion?
That's right.
Well, what do you know about that? I often wondered where you find these jerks. What can I do for you?
Well, first, your name, address, and occupation.
Chester A. Riley, 1313 Blueview Terrace. I'm a riveter in an airplane factory.
Fine. Mr. Riley, we'd like your opinion on this question. Should married women work?
What a question. Certainly they should go to work. What else have they got to do with their time? Why, with all their modern appliances, all they got to do is press a button and bingo, the housework is done. They got a whole day ahead of them with nothing to do. Every day they go to a different movie. The husband comes home, he says, "Where's the supper?" She says, "I'm not hungry. Make yourself a sandwich." Sure, why should she be hungry? She's been stuffing herself with popcorn all afternoon.
Well, thank you, Mr.
Believe me, these married women should be a lot healthier and happier if they left the house 8 o'clock in the morning together with their husbands and put in a good day's work. Of course, I realize sometimes there's a family emergency. A woman just has to take a few days off. So after she has the baby, then she goes back to work.
But a woman with a small baby to look after.
She can leave the kid with her mother. The old lady's got nothing to do all day either.
Again, Mr.
Wait, look at it this way. Why shouldn't the wife help the husband meet the budget? All those women do all day long is camp on the couch eating chocolates, waiting for a repairman to come and fix the television. And when the husband, who's been breaking his back 8, 10, 12 hours a day, comes home and says, "Give me a kiss, honey," she says, "Please, I'm tired." She's tired. Well, let me tell you, I ain't gonna stand for it, see? Either she... Hey, mister. Hey, where'd he go to? Pass the potatoes, please, Peg.
Here you are, dear.
Oh, thanks, Dumplin'. Babs, pass the bread, huh? Babs, I said pass the bread.
Huh? For Daddy?
Will you put down that paper? How many times have I told you it ain't polite to read at the table?
Well, I just want to look up...
Give me that paper, Babs.
Daddy!
There'll be no reading at this table.
Now, your father's right, Babs.
You bet I'm right. You don't see your brother Junior sitting here reading.
How can I if he isn't here?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I thought somebody was missing. Where's Junior?
Well, he and his scout troop went camping for 3 days.
Oh. Now, put that paper away, Babs.
Okay, I am.
Yeah, family gets together once a day. They should talk to each other. I don't want to hear nothing but conversation at this table.
Riley, dear.
Yeah?
You know, Christmas is coming, and we'll need some money.
Now, Peg, please, when I'm eating, I don't like to talk.
Wait till the day before Christmas. Now, we got to find some extra money.
Look,
and...
Peg, you can't get blood from a stone. So I'm going to use my head. This Christmas, we won't give presents. We'll send out cards. And...
But our friends will be giving us presents.
Look, I ain't the kind of a guy who buys friendship with presents. We have the kind of friends who are just our friends because we give them presents, and I don't want them for our friends. Besides, who we got to give presents to? Those cheap Durkins? Last year, they sent us a crummy nickel card. He's no friend of mine.
But if people give us a gift, we just got to send them something.
Oh, all right, but let them send theirs first. Then we'll take it back to the store where they bought it, get the cash, buy them a present, and maybe we'll even make a little profit on the deal.
Christmas spirit.
I admit it ain't quite right, but what can a guy do if he's broke?
Well, I know it, dear, so I know where I can get a job.
No, nothing doing. No wife of mine is going to work.
Well, just for a couple of weeks.
You've got enough to do looking after the house all day.
But this job's at night.
I don't care what kind of a job it is. I got some pride left, you know. You think I want people going around saying Riley's a failure? We're keeping that inside the family. Potatoes.
Now, look, dear, if
now,
you just
Peg,
let me
we went all through this before. As long as you're married to me, you ain't going to have to lift a finger. Now, if we're going to go to the show, you better get a move on and wash the dishes.
Mother, look, Daddy's picture's in the paper.
What? My picture?
Well, you're joking. Honest, it's right here in the roaming report. reporter column.
Let me see.
No, wait a minute, Peg.
Stacy, here it is.
No, Peg, you put down that paper. No reading at the table.
Should married women work?
Oh.
Wow.
No, Peg, it ain't polite to read.
Certainly they should go to work. What else have they got to do with their time? These married women would be a lot healthier and happier if they helped the husband meet the budget. Well, that is interesting.
Well, but that isn't me. I didn't say that. That's some other Riley.
With this face?
All right, so I said it. So what?
So I'm going to work, like you want.
Now, wait a minute, Peg. When I said that, I didn't mean wives like you. I meant rich men's wives. They got nothing to do all day because they got washing machines, deep freezers, dishwashers, vacuum cleaners. But when you married me, you got nothing.
You're telling me.
Ah, there's nothing like the life of Riley. We've got more coming up right after this short break.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Now back to the life of Riley on When Radio Was.
Now, Riley, it's all settled. I'm going to see Joe tonight.
What Joe?
At Joe's Diner. He needs some help for a couple hours every night.
Do you mean to stand there and tell me you're going to be a hash slinger in that diner where all those men hang out?
Well, what's wrong with men?
You'll find out when you're older.
With men.
You're too old to find out. Now listen, Peg. I ain't gonna have my wife working in a diner where a lot of guys hang out. Now I'm saying...
Hey, miss, how about some service here? Another cup of java?
Oh, yes, coming right up, sir.
Come on. Fill her up, sister, right to the top. Come on.
Here you are, sir.
Well, don't slop it all over the saucer.
I'm sorry. Oh, yes? What do you have?
Oh, hello, Peg.
Riley, you here again?
Well, it was so lonesome at home. Peg, come on, give up the job. Come back to me, huh?
Now, Riley, don't you make a scene like you did last night. Joe is pretty sore.
Yeah, but, honey, this is no place for you.
It's only for a couple of weeks. I can stand it.
Yeah, but look at the characters who come in here. Look at that big ape over there dunking his donut in his coffee. Regular slob. When I do that at home, you bore me out.
Oh, will you please go home, Riley?
No, I'm staying right here. If you don't want to give up the job, then the least I can do is stick around and protect you in case one of these guys
gets... Oh, I don't need your protection. Go home.
No.
Hey, sister, cut the chatter, will you? Give me a check already.
Oh, right away, sir.
Did you see the way he talks to you? No respect.
Here you are. 65 cents.
All right, take it out of this.
That was 65. Here's 75, and the quarter's $1.
Well, that's only 35 cents. How about the other $4?
Well, you only gave me a dollar.
Don't give me that. I give you a fin.
Well, I checked. Well, I'm sorry. You must be mistaken. I don't even have a $5 bill in the register.
That's an old trick. I'm wised up to that one. You probably slipped the bill in your stocking.
What?
Now, hand over the $4 or I'll take a look.
Now, just a minute.
Stay out of this, Buster.
Don't give him the money, Peg.
Now, look. I know when I'm being hooked, and if I don't get those $4... somebody's going to be carried out of here on a stretcher.
Now, wait a minute. You can't talk to her like that.
I'm talking to you, Buster.
Oh.
Now, look, sister. I've seen the way you chiselers operate before. So take that $5 out of your stocking and give me my change.
Oh, Riley, did you hear that?
Look, you better cut this out, mister, or I'll...
You'll what?
I'll... Peg, take the $5 out of your stocking and give him his change.
Are you going to stand there and let this rat creature...
Well, now, Peg, don't make a scene. Joe will get sore. Here, mister, here's $4 out of my stocking. 1, 2, 3, 4. There you are.
Okay. The next time you try to pull a stunt like this, I'll call a cop.
Live and let live, that's what I say. Well, why are you looking at me like that? Oh, don't worry about the $4. You can pay me back out of your...
How could you let that horrible creature insult me like that?
Yeah, but...
Well, he called me a thief, and you let him. You let him.
Yeah, but Peg...
Well, you just stood there and you didn't lift a finger. You called yourself
Peg,
a man.
Now, don't cry.
Well,
I can't stand to see a woman cry. I didn't know you wanted me to hit him. I didn't want to make a scene. I'm a man. Give me another chance and I'll prove that I'm a man. Peg.
The first half of a December 1950 episode of The Life of Riley. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. While the radio series would wrap up 6 months later, William Bendix returned to the role of Chester A. Riley in 1953 for a 6-season television run. But as I shared earlier, that version had a different supporting cast. And my question is related to that. While Paula Winslow was Peg on radio, Bendix's wife in the TV program was played by Marjorie Reynolds, whose best remembered film role was in the 1942 musical Holiday Inn. In that picture, she sang a duet with Bing Crosby. The song, an Irving Berlin holiday classic. I'll name it, and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
Tickle the Ivories with MusicRewind.com and the Essential Collection of Golden Piano Memories, a 3-CD compilation of 60 easy listening and classical piano favorites. Enjoy the most popular, timeless songs played by top pianists such as Duke Ellington, George Gershwin, Nat King Cole, Oscar Peterson, Liberace, Carmen Cavallaro, George Shearing, and many more. Buy the
essential collection of golden piano memories today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and receive a special bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code PIANO67. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of timeless piano hits can be yours today for only $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code PIANO67 to get extra savings on shipping. That's 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com to order golden piano memories now. Remember, PIANO67 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. This week only, buy one HP ink at Staples and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
And Saturday, 7/21/18. See store associate or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
And Marjorie Reynolds sung a duet of an Irving Berlin holiday classic. The answer is White Christmas. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. Be sure to visit us at the website. It's WinRadioWas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart.